This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. An Opportunity Not to be Missed by Bambi Girl 44. Chapter 01. George was the sort of man who never seemed to have much luck in life. Now in his 60s, he just lived from day to day with no real sense of purpose, keeping himself to himself for most of his time. His wife had passed away over 20 years earlier, having been a very unwell and sickly woman for much of her life. George felt cheated somewhat by her constant illness, as they never really enjoyed life together and, as for sex, well, there never was any. The many years that have passed since, the old man has spent completely alone. With no real family or friends to speak of, he seemed to take very little care of himself. His clothes were dirty and just hung from his skinny frame. He only took a bath or had a shave when he felt like it, which wasn't too often. His hair was lank and greasy, and combing it across the bald patch on top of his head did nothing to help improve his appearance. He spent much of his time just wandering around the town. His lack of personal hygiene and his scruffy appearance meant that people would keep at a certain distance as they walked around him. He, on the other hand, would make a point of indulging his one and only real interest in life. You see, the endless years of being alone meant that George was extremely sexually frustrated, unable to look at an attractive woman without lustful thoughts going through his mind, wanting to touch her. He knew he hadn't a chance in hell of ever getting a woman, but he was free to look and fantasize all he wanted. Often he wouldn't even notice the looks of disgust coming his way as he would ogle a pair of tits or a sexy ass walking along the street. "Dirty old man," some would say, while others would try to ignore him as if he didn't even exist. His constant state of arousal meant that poor old George was needing to masturbate himself several times a day, often thumbing through his mountain of porno magazines that he had collected over the years. He had developed a good imagination looking at the girls in his magazines and could almost believe he was really fucking them as he would blow his load all across the pages. Afterwards, he would sometimes talk to them as he mopped his spunk up with a tissue as if they were real. It looked sad, but George didn't care, as his female company over the last 20 years added up to zero. He was getting something he needed. Early one evening at home, he had just had his dinner and was settling down to watch some TV, when there came a sudden knock at the door, causing the old guy to nearly have a heart attack. "Who the hell's that?" he thought as he got to his feet and went to the door. He never had visitors. He opened it, and was about to tell whoever it was to get lost when his bottom jaw almost hit the floor at what he saw. A young lady stood there, her face a picture of beauty with lovely brown eyes and her blonde hair pulled back into a ponytail. She introduced herself as Mandy and explained that she was in her final year at St. Agatha's College for Girls, and as part of their exam coursework they were to assist the local church with their charity work in helping the elderly of the town. George knew St. Agatha's was a private all-girls school run by the church. Many of them were from wealthy families who wanted their daughters to be brought up in the ways of the church and with no influence from boys. She went on to say how they had all been given the name and address of someone to help with any odd jobs they had, and that she had been given his. He stood there in a state of shock for a moment, then said, "This some kind of joke, is it, Dot?"
"No, no,"
she replied.
"It's true."
Looking at her dressed in her college uniform, he said,
"You're too old to be at college still, surely."
He was still a little suspicious as his eyes began to wander down her body.
"No, I'm 19, sir. I am, as I said, in my final year."
He began taking in the vision before him, and things just got better and better. She stood about 5'3" in her charcoal gray uniform. She had on a blazer which could obviously not be buttoned up as it hung open either side of the most magnificent pair of breasts.
"God, what gorgeous huge tits,"
he thought to himself, noticing the strain on the buttons of her crisp white blouse as they struggled to keep them contained. His eyes went lower to see the length of her skirt. It was nice and short, just enough to cover her ass. Her tan firm thighs were exposed briefly before vanishing into white knitted stockings that came to just above the knee.
"Well,"
she said, trying to get him to focus his attention back on her face,
"have you any jobs that you need help with? Fuck, I know something you can help me with,"
he thought to himself.
Yes,
he said, still in a state of mild shock.
Yes, sorry, do come in, come in."
As she breezed past him, he caught the scent of her perfume as it filled the air all around him. He directed her through to the back room, mesmerized by the swaying of her ponytail as he followed her through. Still unable to believe his luck that this lovely young thing was standing there in his house, he quickly thought of something for her to do.
The washing up,"
he said, pointing at the dirty plates.
"It's my back, you see. I find it very painful to lean over the sink. Would you mind?"
he said, playing the poor old soldier.
"No, not at all, that's why I'm here,"
she replied as she started to fill the sink with water. George was getting very excited and could feel his old cock harden at the sight before him.
"Let me take your blazer. You don't want it getting wet, do you?" he said, stepping up behind her. His whole body seemed to tremble at the thought of being so close to this beauty.
Oh, thanks, she said as she slipped it from her shoulders for him to take. As he took it, he couldn't help but look over her shoulder and down at her tits so big and firm, wondering how it would feel to give such beautiful things a squeeze.
God, this is fantastic, he thought. As he stepped back with the blazer in his hands, he got his first look at her ass. Her skirt fitted her perfectly as it flowed outwards from her narrow waist, hugging her hips and ass tightly before it cascaded over her firm rounded cheeks like a waterfall. It was so short that he felt sure that the slightest breeze could expose her panties. It was all getting too much for the old boy as he took her blazer out to hang in the hallway, bringing it to his face to breath in its scent before hanging it up. Returning to the room, he sat himself at the dining table and just watched her. He thought to himself, if he had to draw a picture of his perfect woman, he couldn't improve on what was before him right now. She was amazing, and in profile her tits looked fantastic, and her ass stuck out as if asking to be grabbed. Before he knew it, she had finished the washing and was putting everything away. He couldn't take his eyes off her as she moved around the kitchen.
Well, that's that, she said.
Looking back at the old man, she paused and wondered when he last had a wash or a change of clothes. She could see he was rather dirty and took very little care of himself. But she realized this was the sort of person that needed helping out, all the while blissfully unaware of what was going through his dirty old mind.
Any more jobs?
Yes, just a quick one, he replied. Thinking quickly, he had come up with a great idea.
I'm unable to get up my loft ladder these days, and I was wondering if you would just have a quick look up there for me.
Sure, why?
I thought I heard a noise the other evening. There may be a bird or something up there, so if you could have a quick shine around with the torch, I'd be most grateful. It'll only take you a minute,
he said, getting the torch from the drawer.
Upstairs, after you, he said,
stepping back and allowing her to go up first. Up she went. He followed her closely, watching the cheeks of her ass rise and fall alternately, pushing against the tight fabric of her skirt, causing it to stretch even more, while the hem danced freely about the tops of her thighs. At the top of the stairs they stopped as he picked up the hook to pull the loft hatch down. As it did so, the ladder came down automatically with it. He stepped back and handed her the torch and watched as she started to climb the ladder. His excitement was intense as he looked on. Her ass was inches from his face as he inspected it in very fine detail. His cock was so hard by now, and he had to adjust himself as he could feel the dampness of pre-cum seeping from its tip into his dirty underpants. She had her head and shoulders through the hatch, and shining the torch around said,
I can't see anything, you need to go a little higher,
he said, getting more and more excited, licking the saliva that was building up in his mouth from his dirty cracked old lips. She went another two steps until she was through to her waist.
Have a good look, make sure there's nothing up there.
With that, she leant forward for a better look. Now he couldn't see her face, and more importantly, she couldn't see him. He quickly took the opportunity to move closer, and stooping slightly, drew in a deep breath as he looked straight up her skirt. Spontaneously, he grabbed his cock through his trousers, giving it a much-needed squeeze. His other hand came to his mouth and he bit down hard on his knuckles. He couldn't believe his luck. He was looking straight at her lovely white panties just inches away. It was the most exciting feeling he could ever remember having. He knew her cunt was right there, just a thin piece of material between him and it. He so wanted to push his face in it. His heart was pounding through his head, when all of a sudden she called out.
No, sorry, I can't see anything. I'm coming down now.
He quickly repositioned himself, trying to look as innocent as he could as she descended the ladder. Quickly, she brushed herself down with her hands. He watched her tits bounce as she flicked some traces of dust from her white blouse.
Take it off and do it, go on, he thought. Get them fucking monsters out.
But that was obviously never going to happen as she looked back at him, catching him having a good look. She knew the effect she had on men and had grown used to being looked at, and so thought nothing of it.
Right, if that's it, I'll go now. But if you have any more jobs, I'll be back the day after tomorrow, okay?
Okay, was all he could manage as she trotted back down the stairs and, grabbing her blazer, opened the front door, before turning to him saying with a smile.
Goodbye, see you soon.
He watched her walk off and closed the front door. Hardly able to move, he leant with one hand against it. With the other, he quickly fumbled around trying to release his aching cock. Such was his excitement, he only just got it out as it erupted with a huge explosion of spunk that flew across the room, splashing hard against the door. Collapsing to his knees with his cock still in his hand squeezing out the last few drops, he was amazed at the amount of spunk there was. He had never seen so much, and to be honest, felt a little proud of himself. George spent that night with his head spinning with the thought of this young woman. He lay in his bed desperately thinking of a way to get his hands on that body. It had been so long since he had even touched a woman, and never in his life had he touched one as unbelievably gorgeous as her. He had to try something, anything. The experience had left him so horny that he had wanked himself off through the night more times than he could count, a theme that followed for the next day and into the following night too. The following day was the day she was due to return. He spent it trying not to think about anything sexual, wanting to save himself for her visit. It was agony and proved to be almost impossible, but he managed it, and at long last, after what had felt like an eternity of waiting, the evening came and, true to her word, there was a knock at the door. Opening it, he was more than a little excited to see her stood there again wearing her college uniform, looking exactly the same as before, the tight blouse, the short skirt, everything.
Come in, come in, he blurted out before she even had chance to say hello. Go through, you know the way.
Barely had she got into the room before he was taking her blazer from her.
Oh, thank you,
she said, somewhat taken by surprise. He hung it up quickly and returned to her. She was stood with her back to him as he entered the room, giving his eyes the chance to, again, roam all over her, causing his old cock to swell once more. He couldn't believe it, but she looked even better than he remembered, so lovely and sexy. His mind was full again with lustful thoughts.
"Would you mind getting me a coffee before you start on the dishes?"
he asked.
"Sure, okay,"
came the polite response. He sat back at the table watching her, as she made the coffee, unaware of the million filthy thoughts he was having while leering at her.
I'm afraid we have a bit of a problem," he began.
"Problem? What problem's that?" she asked.
"Oh, I think you know."
"No?
Know what?
I know you have it, so don't play the innocent with me," he said in a sterner tone.
"I don't know what you are talking about,"
she replied, getting a little worried.
The money you stole from me the other day,"
he said, picking up the phone.
"I'm going to call the police."
"Police?
Why?
I didn't touch any money." Of course there was no money. It was all part of the sordid little plan that he had been hatching over the past 2 days.
"Just the other week a guy got 3 years in prison for pulling the same stunt on some other poor old boy like me,"
he continued with more confidence.
"You reckon you could handle prison for 3 years?
No.
No, I mean I haven't done anything, please, you have to believe me.
Sorry, but the police have asked us all to be on the lookout for people like you, so I have to call them," he said as he began to dial. The thoughts flew around in her head. She was terrified. What if the police didn't believe her? What would her parents say? She would be thrown out of college with nothing but prison. That was more than she could stand.
"Please, please, anything. I'll do anything. I couldn't go to prison. I didn't do it. You have to believe me,"
she cried.
"No, sorry, they have to know. I knew you were up to no good. They're very strict on this kind of thing."
It was all rubbish, of course, but she didn't know that, as the fear grew and grew inside her, thinking of all the innocent people that get wrongly sent to prison. That could easily happen to her, and she was now getting desperate as she watched his dirty old fingers start to punch out the numbers on the phone.
"What do you want?"
"I'll do anything, just please don't call the police, please, please," she sobbed, now standing in the middle of the room pleading with him with tears in her eyes. That was it, the words he wanted to hear. Had it worked? Surely not. Pausing for a moment, he placed the phone back down on the table and looked her over.
"Anything?"
he asked.
"Anything, just please don't call the police. I don't want to go to prison. I don't know, let me see,"
he said, pretending to think of something.
"Okay, why not lift that sexy little skirt of yours and show me what's underneath?"
There was a pause for a moment, as you could cut the tension in the air with a knife.
"Go on, go on,"
he thought, praying that it had worked. Then she reached down and took the hem of her skirt in her hands and, realizing she had no choice, she slowly raised it to her waist, giving him a perfect view of her white lace-trimmed panties. The crease of her cunt was clear to see through the fabric. She looked at the dirty old man before her as he began to fidget in his seat. He rubbed his hands together and, licking his lips, started to mutter to himself.
"Oh yes, yes, you little tease. Okay? Happy now?"
she said as she quickly let go of her skirt, turned and went back to start on the washing up at the sink. He rose to his feet, displaying a huge bulge in his dirty old trousers, and walked across the room to stand behind her. Putting his grubby hands on her shoulders, she flinched as he began to massage them slowly. He nuzzled his nose into her ponytail, moving his head from side to side, causing it to sway. She stood motionless, frozen to the spot with the realization of where this was all leading, unable to stop it unless she wanted to risk going to prison. He moved to stand at her side, one hand now on her arm and the other in the middle of her back. She felt his breath on her face. It smelled bad and trembled with his obvious excitement. He moved his hand slowly down her back until it settled on top of her hip, aware that if he went too fast she might panic and run away. He took a deep breath as he moved it lower until his palm was directly over her buttock. Squeezing it gently, he let out a long sigh. It felt better than he had ever dared imagine, so firm and tight. It was a good-sized handful as he squeezed it more and more. He looked down at his hand on this gorgeous ass and began slowly clawing at her skirt, dragging it up until her panties were on full show. He admired the way they clung to her buttocks like a second skin. He was finding it hard to control himself, muttering,
"Oh God, yes, yes, oh God, yes,"
as his hand started to roam all over her ass, squeezing both cheeks in turn. Looking back at her face, he said,
"You're so lovely, so fucking lovely."
His eyes went down to the next, much larger prize.
"Oh, such lovely big tits,"
he whispered into her ear.
"How big are they? What size is your bra?"
Now sounding every bit the dirty old perv he really was.
"30F4DEE,"
she stammered. With that, he raised his other hand and released the highest button on her blouse, taking care not to touch her tits. Not yet, that was a moment he wanted to savor. The next button was released, exposing her huge cleavage for the first time. All the strain was now on the one button directly between her tits, and so slowly he released it, causing them to burst into view encased in a white lace half-cup bra. Undoing the remaining two buttons further down loosened the blouse enough to enable his hand to venture in. As with her ass, he placed it gently over the furthest tit away from him. The first thing he felt was the lace of the bra. It felt so nice as he began to squeeze. Again, it was better than he could ever have dreamt, so magnificent. It was much larger than his hand and incredibly firm. So big was it that he had to move his hand around in order to feel it all over. He couldn't believe it. There she was, the sexiest girl he could imagine, dressed in her college uniform, the sort of girl that every man on the planet would give his right arm to have. Then there was him, a balding, dirty little old man who no woman would ever give a second look at, and she was just letting him do whatever he wanted. He couldn't hold out any longer, Such was his unbearable need for satisfaction as he pressed his rock-hard cock against her hip. She sensed his desperation as he mauled at her tits and ass, realizing that if she could make him come it could be over much sooner, and so she took the initiative. Turning slightly towards him, she managed to push him away enough to allow her to unclip the front clasp on her bra, causing her tits to spring into view. They were indeed a sight to behold as they stood large and proud, thrusting out from her open blouse. Old George wasted no time in grabbing one and stuffing it into his mouth, groaning and moaning as he sucked, licked, and dribbled all over them. He was now desperate to shoot his load and was surprised, and extremely relieved, to feel her hands undoing his trousers. She unzipped them quickly and without hesitation thrust her hand inside. It was an incredible feeling as her slightly cold hand fumbled around in his trousers. Going in too low into his baggy old pants, she trailed her fingertips up the inside of his wrinkled old thigh until she got to his balls. She raked her fingertips across his sack, allowing his balls to tumble through her fingers before grabbing his smelly old cock and pulling it from his trousers.
"That was it," old George cried out. "Yes, yes. Oh God, yes. Wank my cock, go on, wank me, oh yes."
She began to pump it with her hand as he continued mauling her with his filthy old hands. It took only a matter of seconds before torrents of spunk burst from his cock. Load after load flew all over the place as she squeezed and massaged every last drop out of him. Covered in sweat and exhausted, he let go of her and collapsed to the floor. She looked down at the wretched old man sat there and felt so disgusted by him that she thought she might be sick. She stepped away from him and began to do her bra back up. He looked up at her as he realized that although he had just come, he still wasn't satisfied. His cock was still hard and wanting more. Such was his state of excitement. He would never normally be able to go again straight after, but this was not a usual situation. He was so incredibly turned on.
"No, you don't," he said, getting to his feet. "I haven't finished yet. Oh God, no, not by a long way."
"No,"
she said.
"No, that's it, we're even. I can still call the cops, you know.
Is that what you want me to do?"
"You know it isn't,"
she said in a rather deflated tone.
"Go and sit on the sofa,"
he barked.
She was stunned by his abrupt tone and did as he said, knowing full well she had no choice. She crossed the room and sat herself down on the edge of the sofa, wondering what would happen next.
"Spread your lovely legs,"
he ordered, licking his lips. Slumping back into the sofa, she resigned herself to her fate, and reluctantly, her knees fell open.
"Well, what do we have here?"
he said, kneeling down between her parted legs and lifting her skirt up.
"Oh, look, look,"
he drooled as he moved his face closer to the crotch of her white panties. She felt his breath on her as he drew ever closer, and then, very gently, kissed her panties where they stretched across her cunt. Surprisingly, she found it all a little exciting as he kissed and sniffed at her crotch. As she closed her eyes, she felt his tongue run along the length of her cunt, pressing the fabric of her panties against her now damp pussy. Moving back, he pushed her knees back together and tugged her panties down her thighs. He got back to his feet and quickly undressed himself until his scrawny old body was naked before her.
"God, he's revolting,"
she thought to herself as he stepped towards her, his big angry cock bobbing around in front of him, all dirty and old. Instinctively, she moved her panties the rest of the way down her legs and kicked them off completely, knowing what was going to happen. Opening her legs again, he was now more excited as he now saw her cunt in all its splendor for the first time. Getting back down into position, he looked almost lovingly at it. In all his life, he had never been so close a woman's cunt, not even his late wife's. As he drew closer and closer, he began muttering to himself.
"So beautiful, oh so beautiful, and oh God, I want it, oh yes."
Taking her ankles, he lifted her feet up and perched them on the edge of the sofa so her cunt was now fully opened on display. Slowly, he pushed his face into it as his tongue penetrated its folds for the first time. The taste was better than he imagined, surprisingly sweet. It was so clean and perfumed, which was a stark contrast to his face, which was dirty, and his breath smelt rotten. Making all sorts of grunting noises like some sort of a pig, he began to rub his face all over it, licking and slobbering at it with more excitement in him than she had ever seen in a man. As he went on, he couldn't resist pushing one of his bony old fingers in. It was tight, even around his thin fingers as it slipped in deeper and deeper. He looked up at her to see she had her eyes closed and was chewing on her bottom lip.
"You love it, don't you, eh?"
he said. All she could do was nod her head in agreement, confused and unsure as to how she felt.
"This is what you want," he said, raising himself up into position. "I've waited my whole life for this,"
he said as his dirty, smelly old cock nudged the entrance to her cunt. Leaning forward slightly, it began to slide in. It felt out of this world as the walls of her cunt got wetter and wetter and seemed to suck it inwards. He looked at her tits, so big and hard with nipples that pointed straight up at the ceiling. He eagerly grabbed them with both hands, squeezing and squashing them together, his grubby old fingers digging deep into the firm young flesh. As he did so, his cock thrust all the way into her, and his balls came to rest against her ass. He pulled back and then plunging in harder, causing his eyes to roll back in his head as the feeling was like nothing he had ever experienced in his whole life. Gradually, he got faster and faster until he was going like a man possessed. Falling on top of her, he locked his mouth over hers. She tried to resist as his dirty, smelly tongue thrust deep into it, touching the back of her throat. She found it disgusting but allowed him to continue, as he moaned with desperation as his cock thumped at the entrance to her womb. His balls tightened and with the
slap, slap, slap
sound ringing around the room, he shot his spunk deep into her. It was more than he could cope with as he seemed to jerk and twitch as if having some kind of fit. He slowed down as he emptied himself into her, feeling her cunt pulsating away as he did so. Rolling off of her, he lay there for several minutes unable to believe what had just happened. Raising himself up on his elbows, he looked across at her. What a sight. She lay there with her huge tits sitting exposed through the open blouse, her Carol Gray skirt up around her waist. Her knitted white stockings still on her legs, which were open, showing off her ravaged cunt with his dirty old spunk dribbling from it. She seemed half asleep as he leant across and kissed her on the mouth, unable to let his prize go just yet. She just moaned slightly as she lay there with her eyes closed. Looking her up and down, he felt his cock rise again as he realized she was just too much. He couldn't help himself. He hadn't had a woman for more years than he could remember, and he knew he would never be in this position again. As for this one in particular, while she was the stuff of fantasies, they just don't exist in his world. With that, he rolled her onto her stomach. Her skirt fell back over her ass, covering it. She was still half asleep as he lifted it up to look at her bare ass. "Oh my dear lord," he whispered as he placed a hand on one of her lovely firm rounded cheeks. Greedily he began to maul her ass, unable to resist the temptation as he pushed two fingers back into her cunt as far as he could. This seemed to wake her up as she leapt to her feet and stepped away from him, somewhat confused by her enjoyment of the experience. "Last time, I promise," he said to her, unaware that she was also now in need of something. She hadn't had a full orgasm and needed to finish off before she could leave. "This is your lucky day," she said to him. "Get on the sofa and lie down." He did so in double quick time and lay there stretched out naked with his cock standing up hard and desperate for attention. Looking at this filthy, dirty old man, she couldn't believe what she was about to do, but she needed satisfaction quick. Old George just lay there with his mouth open as she peeled all her clothes off until she stood there naked except for her stockings. What a sight she was, so firm and tanned. Her tits were so huge as they stood firm with not the slightest sag, their size emphasized even the more by her tiny waist. She knelt onto the edge of the sofa and, throwing her leg across him, she straddled his body. Slowly she lowered herself down until her cunt was touching the swollen tip of his cock. Taking her tits in her own hands, she lowered herself down. The old boy just stared in a state of shock as he watched his cock vanish inch by inch into her. Looking back to her tits, he saw she was playing with them, rolling them around in the palms of her hands. "I must have died and gone to heaven," he thought to himself. "This just doesn't happen to me." His thoughts were broken by her moaning noises as he realized she was actually enjoying it. She sat herself down until her ass was resting on his balls and then started to grind against him. She leant forward and took his skinny old wrists in her hands and put them either side of his head, pinning him down. He couldn't move as he looked at her huge tits hanging just above his face, just out of reach. "You dirty old bastard," she said with a tremble in her voice as she began to lose herself in the moment. "Who do you think you are? Look at yourself, you're disgusting. How could any woman ever want you?" she went on as she continued to grind her cunt harder and harder against him, squeezing his cock with it. "Oh, you love my big tits, don't you?" she teased. "You dirty old sod, I bet you never thought you would ever touch tits like these, eh? I bet you think about it all the time, don't you? Feeling a big pair of young tits like mine." "Oh yes, yes, yes," he said as the sight of her tits and the feel of her cunt drove him more and more crazy. "Oh, do you wank yourself off at night thinking about it, eh? Do you wank that dirty, smelly old cock dreaming of girls like me? Yes, oh yes, yes, all the time. You dirty, randy old sod, I know what you want, mm? I know what you want." With that, she lowered herself further, pushing her tits into his face, swaying them from side to side, causing them to roll about as his hungry open mouth sucked and licked at them. Struggling, he managed to free his hands and grab at them, squeezing them from either side, making her nipples expand as he chewed on them. She was now, at last, about to orgasm as she bounced up and down on his cock. His hands released her tits and gripped at her ass as he thrust harder and harder into her, his balls jumping all over the place as he bucked away. Her tits jumped and bounced around, hitting him about the face, when she screamed out, "Yes, yes, yes, I'm coming, ARGH! As her juices flooded from her cunt all over his cock, that was it for old George, all he could take as he exploded his spunk deep into her one more time. Holding her tight as he pumped his final drops into her, he sucked on her tits one more time. "Oh, I love you, you're so beautiful," he muttered as she climbed off of him. He watched her dress herself, still not quite able to believe that he had actually fucked that gorgeous creature in front of him. "Now we're all square, I think," she said. He just lay there looking at her and said, "God, you look so sexy, you must know that, especially in that uniform, it's such a tease. I know that, it's such good fun winding up old boys like you," she said with a cheeky smile on her face. "You didn't have to send me up that ladder the other day, you know. If you wanted to see my panties, you only had to ask." Then turning her back to him and keeping her legs straight, she said, "Look, I'll show you." Then she bent over and touched her toes, causing her skirt to rise, giving him a perfect view of her panties stretched across her ass. Standing back up, she turned and said, "See?" Then went to the door to leave before looking back to see him holding his cock in his hand, rubbing it up and down. "I'll leave you to it," she said, and with that was gone, leaving old George with enough to keep him wanking until he's 100 years old. Chapter 02. Old George spent the next few days in something of a daydream, not quite able to believe what had happened. The whole experience had only served to heighten his state of constant arousal, leaving him with the constant urge to masturbate himself as he tried to recount in detail everything that had happened. He was annoyed at himself for one thing, however. A few years ago, he had bought himself a video camera for the purpose of trying to secretly film women out and about in the streets and shops and so on. It never really proved successful and the camera soon finished up stuck in the back of a cupboard gathering dust. He wished he had had the foresight to dig it out and video the whole event. Just imagine how fantastic that would have been, being able to watch it over and over again. But such was his blinding excitement at the time that it never even crossed his mind. The days went on and soon turned into weeks as old George went back to his usual mundane life, doing nothing except walking the streets as before, admiring all the beautiful women he saw, wishing he could touch, feel, and of course, fuck them all. His frustration had turned him back to his trusted collection of girls in his porno magazines for relief, wanking himself off over them with a new and far better sense of what it would really be like to fuck them. It was now 6 weeks since the girl, Mandy, had come to his house and old George knew he had seen the last of her. After all, he realized every time he saw his reflection in the mirror that he had just got extremely lucky. Incredibly lucky, in fact, to think that the dirty little old man looking back at him had managed to have his wicked way with such a beautiful and sexy girl as she was. It was a very warm Friday afternoon, and as George was about to prepare something for his dinner, he noticed the woman next door go out to do some gardening. Never one to miss an opportunity, he went upstairs to watch her from his back bedroom window. She was a slim woman in her mid-30s, nothing too special but attractive enough. Enough that is to allow old George to spy on her while he played with himself, as he had done many times before. As she worked at her flower bed, old George smiled a dirty little smile as he started to rub his frustrated old cock through his trousers while staring at her ass. "Oh yes, you dirty little slut," he whispered under his breath as he watched her from behind his curtains. "I bet you would love me to stick my big cock up you, wouldn't you?" he carried on as he fantasized over her. Imagining himself standing behind her, he was about to get his cock out for a much-needed wank when there came a knock at the door. "Shit," he said as he had to stop what he was doing and go to answer it. Halfway down the stairs it knocked again. "Okay. I'm coming. He was not at all happy at being disturbed, until that is, he opened it to see who was stood there. It was her, Mandy, his girl. "Aye, it's you," he said, barely able to speak as his heart seemed to leap into his throat. "You have to fill in this form and sign it," she said rather abruptly as she thrust some folded pieces of paper at him. He just stood there in amazement as he looked into her beautiful young face, unable to believe it was really her. He looked her over. As always, she was in her college uniform and looked like a dream, her huge tits every bit as wonderful as he remembered them as they fought to escape the confines of her tight blouse. "Oh yes, thank you God," he thought to himself as every nerve in his body seemed to be screaming at him to reach out and grab her. Looking down, he saw she hadn't worn her short skirt this time but instead had on black trousers. But they were tight, very tight in fact, as they stretched around her thighs and hips, hugging her crotch tightly. God, she looked just so incredibly sexy. "You have to fill this in and sign it," she repeated, waving the pieces of paper in his face. He took it from her but carried on looking down her body, making no attempt to hide the fact that he was pleased at what he saw. The corners of his mouth turned upwards as a smile came across his old face. He looked back at her sweet young face, her blonde hair, as always, pulled back into a ponytail. "What is it?" he asked. "It's a satisfaction form that you have to fill in and sign. Oh, I'm sorry, please do come in," he said as he gathered his senses together. "No, I think I had better wait here. Please yourself," he said, handing her back the form. "No, you have to fill it in for me," she replied as she refused to take it back from him. "Well then, you had better come in," he said a little more sternly as he turned and walked through to the back of the house in the hope that she would follow. "Oh, okay. But no funny business," she called out as she stepped inside, remembering only too well what had happened before. He went through and sat at the table studying the form for a few moments as he noticed her from the corner of his eye appear nervously in the doorway. "Come on in then, don't be shy," he said to her as he again looked her up and down. She looked at him, and although he was in his 60s, it has to be said, to her, he looked more like a man in his 90s. She felt disgusted with herself, wondering how she could have ever let what happened before happen with the dirty old man that sat there, let alone finish up actually enjoying it. His old shirt and trousers were dirty and stained, his collar and cuffs badly frayed. He looked as if he had been living in the same clothes since the last time they met. His face was unshaven and, together with the rest of him, in need of a good wash. As she stood there, the room seemed to be filled with that stale smell of an old person that she remembers so well. "It says here that you were supposed to have called in on me 3 times a week for the past 6 weeks," he said as he looked over at her. "Well, you know as well as I do why I didn't," she replied. "Look, I'm finishing for the summer now, and I need to get this form back before I can get my grades. Do you really?" he inquired as he rubbed his stubbly old chin with his hand, looking her up and down. "M.I.C. Forget it," she said angrily, knowing exactly what he was thinking, and turned to leave. Wait, he said hurriedly, not wanting her to leave. "I told you no funny business, okay?" she again emphasized. "Okay," he said in a reluctant tone, then as he looked over the form one more time, he had an idea. "Look, I'll make a deal with you. Do a bit of tidying around the place for me while I fill this in. I mean, it's only fair, as that is what you were supposed to do anyway." She looked suspiciously at him for a moment. "You can make a start upstairs in my bedroom. It is a bit of a mess." "What, so you can accuse me of stealing from you again?" No, I promise, trust me," she thought for a moment before agreeing on the strict understanding that he stay downstairs. With that, she slipped off her blazer and hung it over the back of a chair. The old boy just sat there enjoying the view, staring at her huge tits, longing for a feel. As she went up the stairs, he watched her ass cheeks as they stuck out nice and proud in the tight trousers. God, she was so sexy, he wished he could just grab her and fuck her brains out there and then. As she vanished into his room, he knew what he had to do. Although the erection in his underpants wanted something else, he wasted no time in setting about it. Turning back, he went to the cupboard to dig out his old video camera and then placed it on the bookshelf in the corner of the room. He checked there was a tape in it and turned it on to record. He then got an old towel from the kitchen and threw it over the camera in order to hide it. He then sat himself back down, not completely sure of what he was doing or where it might lead. Upstairs, she was amazed at how messy the room was and how stale it smelt as she set about trying to tidy it up, all the while keeping her ears open in case he came up the stairs. "I can't believe I'm doing this," she muttered to herself. Grabbing some dirty clothes from the floor, she opened the wardrobe to throw them in only to find it full of junk. Turning around, she decided to stuff them under the bed only to find something in her way. Dropping them down, she reached under to see what it was, only to pull out a huge pile of dirty magazines. "Oh my God!" she whispered to herself as she realized what she had found. Her shock grew as she looked back into the wardrobe and saw a pile of maybe a couple of hundred more of them. "You dirty old bastard," she muttered. She sat on the floor for a few moments flicking through some of them. The pages were all crusty from years of abuse. As she looked at them, she realized that they were mainly full of women with big tits. "Oh my God, he must have thought all his birthdays had come at once when I turned up on his doorstep," she thought to herself with her own 34 double E cups in mind. Strangely, it all made the 19-year-old feel a little naughty as she began to understand the effect her presence must have had on him. She knew men always looked at her, and she knew exactly why, but he must have been really struggling to contain himself. Hurriedly, she put them back and quickly tidied the room as best she could before returning back down the stairs. He sat there pretending to be still looking over the form. Slowly, his eyes moved up from it and back to her. She began to feel a little uncomfortable as he continued to stare at her while he placed it flat on the table. "I'll do this for you," he said. "But you have to do something for me first." "I told you no funny business." "No, no, don't worry. I just want you to tell me what happened the last time you were here." She looked at him puzzled. "What?" "Well," he went on, "I just want to hear it so I know it wasn't all a dream. Believe it or not, that sort of thing doesn't happen to me every day, you know." "Oh, I don't know," she replied, seeing something of a look of desperation in his face. "Come on, make an old man happy. If you do, I'll sort this form for you." "Do I have to?" she complained. "Well, if you don't, then maybe I'll have to tell your college that you only actually visited me twice. That's all, nothing else?" she questioned. "Absolutely," he replied. "Well, what do you want to hear?" "All of it, all about the sex we had." She stood thinking for a moment, and then, feeling rather naughty remembering the magazines upstairs, she thought, "Why not? What harm can it do?" She sat down at the table opposite him, noticing how he still couldn't take his eyes off her tits as she began. "Well, okay, you told me that I had stolen some." "No, no, no," he said, cutting her off in mid-sentence. "Just the good parts, you know, the sex. Tell me what we did and how much you enjoyed it." "What? Please, it would mean so much to me." She saw the pleading look in his eyes, and so continued. "Oh, okay, well, oh yes, right, well, first of all, we were in the kitchen and then I let you." Off she went with the whole sequence of events, even telling him how she chose to fuck him at the end as she was so in need of an orgasm. He sat there listening carefully as he fiddled with his frustrated erection under the table, enjoying hearing such filthy talk from such a sweet young mouth. On finishing, she asked if he could fill in the form so she could be on her way. "Well, there is quite a lot of it to fill in, so I'll do it overnight, and you can pop back tomorrow morning to collect it." "Okay?" She let out a long sigh as she was now getting annoyed but really had no choice other than to agree, even though it was Saturday tomorrow. "Now I haven't taken any of your precious money this time, okay?" She didn't want to get caught out as she did before. "Well, maybe I should search you," he said, trying his luck. She got to her feet and, feeling naughty, she thought she could tease the dirty old sod a little, while remaining in full control of the situation. "Go on then. I don't want you saying tomorrow that I've taken anything." His heart was pounding in his chest as he got to his feet and approached her. She looked as his trembling bony old hands reached out to her. His breathing was heavy and his eyes widened as he licked his lips before placing his hands on her hips. She knew what she was doing and enjoyed the powerful feeling she had over him, knowing full well that his cock must be giving him some serious trouble. His excitement could be felt in the air as his hands went down over her hips to the tops of her thighs as he began his search. Her black trousers were so tight that they felt like silk as they stretched around her. His heart was slamming against his chest as he began to feel her firm young thighs. He moved to her side without letting go, so one hand slid across her ass. The other went across her lower stomach. He spread his fingers enough to just feel the top of her pussy mound. The temptation was so great that he couldn't help but give her ass a little squeeze as he went across it. Standing behind her, he stepped closer, and she felt his hard cock rest in the crevice of her ass. His hands, now around her waist, started moving higher towards her tits. She could smell his bad breath as his face came closer and closer. He looked down at her massive tits rise and fall with her every breath as his hands went up her stomach. His blood pressure was off the scale as his fingertips felt the underwire support of her bra, when suddenly she stepped away. "Okay, that's enough," she said. "You can see I don't have anything." Looking back, she saw the pained expression on his face, together with the huge bulge in his trousers. I haven't finished," he said as he stepped forward, reaching out for her tits. She simply stepped back and swatted his hands away. "Behave yourself. I think that's enough."
Oh, please. He begged her. She pretended not to hear his plea.
See you in the morning then. She said as she picked up her blazer before leaving.
She walked out with a naughty smile on her face, feeling rather wicked knowing what a state she was leaving him in.
That'll teach you, you dirty old sod.
She thought to herself. Old George watched her leave, then, trying to ignore his painful erection, he went to where the video camera was to check it was still running. It was. He quickly plugged it into his TV to see what he had got. Everything. The whole admission of what had happened between them, even his quick feel at the end.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
He muttered to himself as he watched it back with his erection causing a huge tent in his trousers. He grabbed his cock and had no time to release it as he felt he was about to come in his trousers.
Look at them fucking great big tits.
Came his cry as he watched the TV. Fucking hell. What fucking massive fucking tits.
Arg.
His cock exploded causing a hell of a mess. But it didn't matter, he was so thrilled at what he had managed to get on tape. The following day she returned to collect the form. Being a Saturday, she had no need to wear her uniform. Instead she wore a tight white cotton t-shirt that showed off the full shape of her lovely big tits, making them look even more tempting, if that were possible. It clung to her as if it had been sprayed on, and you could just make out the pattern of her white lace bra underneath. The word baby was printed across the chest in large pink letters. Below she had on what looked like a short white tennis skirt that showed her tanned legs off to perfection. She looked hot, and she knew it. Her clothes had been picked deliberately to tease the old man even more. She loved the feeling of power that this game she was playing gave her. She wanted to teach him a lesson by showing him what she had and that he couldn't have it. He was thrilled to see her, and dressed like that.
Wow.
Was all he could think as she stood at his doorway looking like every man's wet dream. The form. She said as she walked past him into the house. Her blonde hair was now down and came to just between her shoulder blades. Her skirt from behind seemed to have a mind of its own as the rise and fall of her ass made it dance from side to side, barely covering her cheeks.
Sit down for a moment, I have something to show you.
He said excitedly.
I just want the form.
She said.
I have it here.
He said, pointing at it over on the table.
Come on, it'll only take a moment.
Okay, but be quick, I don't have much time. She replied rather abruptly as she sat herself down on the sofa. He watched her cross one leg across the other, showing almost the full length of her smooth tan thigh, the little white skirt just covering her lap. Quickly he grabbed the remote control and started to play the tape for her. He stood and looked at her as the expression on her face changed with the realization of what she was watching. He sat himself down next to her, unable to take his hungry, leering eyes off her.
No, you didn't take any money this time.
He said.
But you have been a little bit silly. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want me to show this to anyone else, would you? You bastard, give me that tape now.
Sorry, no chance of that, I'm afraid. He went on.
Maybe I could run off a few copies to send to your friends or even your family.
You couldn't, you don't know who they are. She said, getting more and more nervous.
Well, your full name is on the top of the form. It shouldn't be too hard to track them down. I could even stand at the college gates and just hand a few out. I mean, what happened between us is something I'm obviously very proud of.
Her heart sank as she realized what was happening. He had got her again. How could she have been so stupid? If her family saw the tape, God only knows what they would do. But if any of her friends saw it, she would be a laughingstock, never able to live it down. This was just her worst nightmare. Old George drew closer to her and whispered in her ear.
Well, you come in here dressed like that, what do you expect, eh?
He paused for a moment before going on.
Oh, now let me see, I think we've been here before, don't you?
With that, he placed his arm around her shoulders, drawing her nearer, as she tried to lean away. He placed his other hand on her knee and very slowly began running it along her silky smooth thigh.
Oh, you're such a cock teaser.
He whispered. She looked down and felt disgusted to see his creepy frail old hand vanish under her little white skirt.
Please, don't.
She asked him.
I don't want this, not again, please.
Oh, I'm not going to hurt you, you know that, I just want us to have some fun. He whispered excitedly.
Please don't, please.
She again pleaded.
Oh, you're just so fucking lovely, I can't help myself, my cock is so fucking hard.
She could smell his rotten breath as his face came ever closer to hers until she felt his nose touch her earlobe. She sat frozen as his dirty old hand roamed under her skirt, pushing it upwards until the white lace triangle of her panties came into view.
Oh yes,
was all he could say as his eyes went down for a look. His cock was throbbing like crazy as he pushed his face back into her neck. Her perfume was intoxicating and he let out a long groan as he began to slobber his mouth up and down it.
Please don't,
she pleaded one last time as she felt the unshaven stubble of his chin start to scratch on the soft, smooth skin of her neck. His heavy breathing seemed deafening in her ears as his excitement grew. All she could think was how disgusting the old man was as he held her tightly to him. He looked down at her tits. So many times he had seen girls with big tits and tight t-shirts just like this. They always looked so tempting, and so many times he had wanted to touch and feel them.
Oh baby,
he said, referring to the word written across her chest, as he lifted his hand from her thigh and placed it on the side of her face, turning it towards him. She looked at his greedy eyes as he moved in on her, opening his mouth and licking around his lips as he approached. She tried to back away but couldn't as he planted his mouth over hers, letting out a long moan as he pushed his tongue in. It tasted vile as he pushed his face harder and harder against hers as he began to ravish the inside of her mouth with his horrible wet tongue. She could feel him shaking all over as he continued his assault on her mouth. Beads of sweat now ran down his forehead as he moaned with excitement.
His hand began to slide down her neck and onto her shoulder where it came to rest for a moment. He released his mouth from hers and looked at his hand before moving it lower very slowly until it was squarely over her huge breast.
"Oh yes,"
he whispered as he relished in the sight of his hand holding it as he started feeling its magnificence through the tight cotton fabric. He squeezed it hard, causing her to wince as his dirty old fingers sank into the ample flesh. She now wished she hadn't dressed in such a provocative way but doubted it would really have made any difference, as he had obviously planned all this from the start. His dirty old hand went from one tit to the other, squeezing them both in turn as it roamed all over them. He was entranced by their magnificent size and weight.
"Oh, such lovely, lovely, lovely tits,"
he whispered through his ever more trembling breath.
"So big, oh god, they're so fucking big."
She needed to gather her thoughts, to try and get a handle on what was happening and what she should do, and so, with great effort, quickly pushed him away and leapt to her feet.
"Oh no you don't," he said. "Come here." "Wait, wait, wait," she replied. "Look, please don't do this. There's no way I'm stopping,"
he barked at her through short breaths.
"If you want that tape, you had better give me what I want."
Getting to his feet, he reached out and grabbed her around the waist, pulling her towards him. Again, she managed to free herself from his grasp as she reluctantly decided that she had to give in to whatever he wanted, just as before.
"Okay, okay, okay,"
she said, trying to keep him at arm's length.
"I'll give you what you want, but then you have to give me the tape so I can leave here once and for all, deal?" "Yes, sir, deal,"
he grunted, unable to really concentrate in the presence of such overwhelming beauty. She could barely look at the filthy old man in front of her and turned her back to him to face the table behind her. She knew what had to be done and figured this to be the easiest way for her to deal with the situation, and so she parted her legs slightly and bent across the table, causing her ass to stick in the air. Her little white skirt raised itself just enough to give a cheeky glimpse of her panties. Old George stood there, unable to believe the sight that was before him. He dropped to his knees behind her and just stared for a moment. He then took the hem of her skirt in his hand and threw it up her back, giving him a beautiful view of her completely perfect ass in the small lace panties. They were so very white next to her lovely suntanned ass cheeks, his eyes fixed on the material covering her sweet young cunt. He knelt there with his hands over his mouth as if praying at an altar. This was always one of his favorite poses from the girls in his magazines. More than 1,000 times he had shot his load over pictures of women in this position, imagining how it would be to fuck them. Well, now he was going to have his dream come true. Unable to resist the temptation, he slowly pushed his face into her cunt, drawing in through her panties the feminine scent that came from inside her. Reaching down, he unbuckled his belt and undid his trousers before undoing the buttons on his shirt and shrugging it off. He rose to his feet and his trousers fell to his ankles. He had on no underwear, and so stood there naked with his hard, swollen cock dribbling fluid from its tip pointing straight at her. He needed this so badly that he couldn't wait any longer. He stood behind her and offered his swollen cock up to her cunt, eager to be allowed in. He brought his hands down with a hard smack onto her ass cheeks and, grabbing a fistful of each one, gritted his teeth as he dug his fingers in. He massaged her firm, meaty cheeks in his hands for a moment before pulling her panties to one side, exposing her gaping pussy in all its glory. His head was spinning at the vision before him. He couldn't believe his luck. He had trapped this big tit 19-year-old college girl for the second time and was about to fuck her again. He placed his hard purple cock against her lips and rubbed it up and down a few times before he finally had to push it in. The tight wetness of her cunt was out of this world as he pushed his desperate cock in deeper and deeper until it was all the way in up to his balls.
"Oh fuck yes,"
he said as he enjoyed the incredible satisfaction of feeling her cunt wrapped around his smelly old cock. He had to wait for a moment or two or he would blow his load instantly, such was his state of excitement. He looked along her back to where her blonde hair lay between her shoulder blades and reached forward to grab it. With her hair in his hand, he pulled her head backwards, causing her back to arch as far as was possible. He started grinding his cock around deep inside her as he pulled on her hair, penetrating her as deeply as he could.
"Ooh yes, take it ooh,"
he groaned as he stirred his cock around inside her.
"What a lovely wet cunt, oh yes."
With his other hand, he grabbed her face and turned it towards him as he leaned forward and licked at the side of her mouth, trying to get his tongue in, groaning and moaning as he slobbered all over her. Looking down, he saw the position he had got her and caused her tits to stick out in an irresistibly obscene way. He had to squeeze them now, and so let go of her face and shoved his hand up under the front of her t-shirt, grabbing them through her bra and mauling them all over. He couldn't stand it anymore and began pumping hard into her. She was more incredible than any fantasy he could ever dare even dream of as he slammed against her ass, unable to hold back any longer. Pulling her hair in one hand and groping her tits with the other, he felt a tidal wave surge up through his cock.
"Ard yes, oh fuck yes,"
he cried as his spunk erupted inside her with incredible force. So much of it as he pumped and pumped for all he was worth until he had nothing left to give.
"Oh god,"
he sighed with relief.
"Fantastic, oh yes."
He squeezed the final drops from his cock before letting her go from his tight grip. He stepped back and had to sit himself on the chair that was by the table before his shaking old legs gave way completely. He looked at her still fully clothed. Her figure was just unbelievable, a complete dream. Her clothes fitted so well they left nothing to the imagination. Such huge firm tits, such a gorgeous ass, such perfect legs, and such a beautiful face too. All this standing in front of him caused his old cock to rise and harden again almost instantly. She looked down and saw it pointing upwards from his lap.
"I don't believe this,"
she thought to herself as she realized she felt turned on by the whole experience just as before.
"What's wrong with me? Look at him, he's disgusting."
His excitement was such that he had finished again before she had reached full orgasm, leaving her in a frustrated state. His cock was so big and felt so good inside her that she couldn't help getting turned on. The main turn on for her, however, was the thought of knowing how much he enjoyed it, how much she turned him on.
"Please, miss, I want some more," he said, taking his quote from Oliver Twist.
"What now?" she sighed. "Wasn't that enough?" A grin came across his face as he looked into her eyes. His stained old teeth did nothing to enhance his looks.
"You've got such a pretty face," he went on.
"Such a pretty mouth."
"W, what do you mean?" she asked nervously.
"I want to fuck it, you know, your face, your mouth."
"Oh," she said, rather shocked.
"Oh, I see." She was turned on enough by now to be able to do something like that, although he didn't know it.
"Oh, sod it,"
she thought as she went over to him and knelt between his skinny white legs. He watched her with excitement as he waited to see what she was going to do. She reached out her sweetly manicured hand and lifted his hay old balls off the chair, cupping them gently. She then took the base of his cock firmly in the other hand. Her touch was so soft and gentle that he had to bite down on his lip just to keep control of himself. Her face came closer to it, and she found the urge to take it in her mouth overwhelming. It was filthy old and smelly, but that didn't seem to matter. It was a fine-looking specimen, and she had to have it. He looked at her manicured hands holding his balls in his cock, and her lovely fresh young face getting nearer and nearer, before saying in a whisper,
"Please, oh please suck it for me."
"Oh, I don't know about that," she teased.
"How much would you like me to?"
"Oh God, more than you could ever know, please, oh please."
"Enough to beg perhaps, em?"
He watched as she licked her lovely pouting lips.
"Oh, I'm begging you, I'm begging you."
She looked at his face, the sweat was running down it, and his eyes looked like they might pop out of his head. His open mouth was drooling saliva from the corner. She knew he was just a dirty old man, and had nothing attractive about him at all, but she was getting so turned on by the power she had over him. Her mouth opened as he watched her. She put out her tongue and very gently licked at the underside of his throbbing cock. He shuddered in his seat and looked into her lovely big brown eyes as she pressed her lips to its tip and slowly sucked it in.
"Oh, my God!"
he cried as he couldn't believe what he was seeing. He felt like a king as his aged old tool was being so lovingly caressed by her tongue as she began to swirl it around and around. He thought how his old cock had never had it so good as her mouth continued to suck on it. He reached out and ran his bony old fingers through her lovely blonde hair before holding either side of her head in his grubby hands. She put up no fight as he held it tighter and started to force his cock in deeper before drawing it back out and then pushing it in again. He repeated this over, getting a little faster each time as his old cock began to fuck her pretty young face.
"Ar go God!
Yes, yes, yes," he said as he began to lose all control. She continued sucking as he bucked against her face. His grip got tighter on her as he now forced it all the way into the back of her throat, causing her to gag.
"Oh God, I'm going to come in your mouth. I'm going to come in your fucking mouth,"
he called out as if announcing it to the whole world.
"Yes, yes. Fuck. Yes."
At that, his cock shot ropes of spunk to the back of her throat. More and more kept coming as she struggled to swallow the foul-tasting stuff down. He held her head as he pumped out the final drops.
"Your face is so pretty, oh so pretty,"
he said, still not quite able to believe that was his cock in her mouth. After he was sure he had completely emptied his balls, he slipped it from her mouth, feeling more satisfied than he ever thought possible. She got to her feet and went to the kitchen to wash her mouth out with some water. He still couldn't take his eyes off her ass in that skirt or her tits as they bounced around inside her t-shirt. It may sound unbelievable, but he wanted more of her. His cock was still half erect, and a sneaky little rub got it fully hard again. She returned after her drink of water and saw his cock still hard.
"You are unbelievable. I've never known anyone as sex-starved as you," she said to him.
"Well, now I need something too." She walked over and stood directly in front of him and reached down to close his knees together. She took a step back. He watched as she took the bottom of her t-shirt in her hands and in one move pulled it off over her head. Her tits bounced into view encased in their white lace bra.
"Oh yes, 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 get them out, please,"
he begged as his shaky old hands reached out for them, only for her to slap him away.
"All in good time,"
she replied as she lifted her skirt and hooked her thumbs under the waist of her panties and slipped them off. She stepped towards him, parting her legs so she was standing over his hard cock, her massive tits hovering just above his head. He placed his hands on the back of her legs and slid them up under her skirt and grabbed her ass cheeks. He kissed her stomach as his fingers probed between her legs, tracing along the edge of her wet cunt lips, causing her to let out a quiet sigh. She began to lower herself down onto his lap. As she did so, she deliberately squashed her tits against his face, the deep cleavage caused by her bra almost suffocating him. Her cunt was so wet that it just slipped effortlessly straight down over his cock until she sat on his lap.
"Oh, jeez,"
he groaned.
"You want to see my tits?"
she asked as she leaned away from him slightly. He was unable to speak and just nodded his head. She put her hands behind her onto his knees, making them thrust out in front of his face.
"The clasp is at the back,"
she told him as he seemed hypnotized by them. He reached behind her and undid it. She lifted her arms and shrugged it off before putting her hands back behind her onto his knees. Her nipples stood out like bullets as he wasted no time in grabbing the giant mounds of flesh, sucking and chewing them as he mauled and groped at them. She was grinding herself down harder and harder on him, loving the sight of this old man enjoying her firm young tits. He slobbered and grunted as he worked on them, making the absolute most of it all. She lunged forward, grabbed his head and planted a kiss on his mouth. He was surprised at her forcefulness as she thrust her tongue inside. He grabbed her head too and wrapped his tongue around hers, sucking her face into his. She was now jumping up and down on him, her cunt juices pouring from her all over his balls. She pulled her mouth away and took her tits in her hands and pushed them both up to his face.
Suck my nipples, you dirty bastard. Go on, I know you love my big tits. I saw all your dirty magazines upstairs, you dirty, dirty old pervert.
He grabbed them and stuffed as much as he could of one into his mouth. She took the other and lifted it to her mouth, sucking hard on the nipple as she continued fucking his cock. He knew he was about to come as he shouted.
Oh, fucking hell, fucking hell.
His voice muffled by all the tit pushed in his face. With an unknown strength, he rose to his feet with her legs wrapped around him. He turned and she crashed with her back onto the table. He put his arms under her legs and lifted them over his shoulders so her knees were up by her ears as he leaned over her. She grabbed both of her tits and squashed them together and brought them up to her mouth. She sucked on both nipples at the same time.
Oh, you dirty old sod, look how hard you're making my nipples, ugh,
she said, offering them to him. He pushed his face down into them, biting and chewing them all over as he moaned the word, lovely, over and over again. Like a wild animal, he pinned her arms to the table, and was now slamming his old cock fast and deep into her like an engine's piston. His balls were slamming against her ass as she shouted out.
Yes, I'm coming, oh, that cock feels so good, fuck me, you dirty old bastard, fuck me.
As her orgasm ripped through her body, he felt her juices gush from her, washing over his cock as it fucked into her harder and harder. He was now beyond any self-control as his cock burst like a volcano into her.
A-R-R-G-G-H. Yes, you bitch, take it. Take it, A-all.
His cries must have been heard over the whole street as he emptied every last drop he had into her before collapsing back exhausted onto the chair. He sat there, his arms limp at his sides and his mouth wide open gasping for breath as he watched her dress herself.
Stay a bit longer,
he pleaded.
Just give me 10 minutes to get my strength back.
She just laughed and said,
I don't think so, I mean look at you, I've almost killed you as it is.
She finished dressing and thanked him for an amazing orgasm, in fact several amazing orgasms.
It's been fun,
she said.
But I don't think we will see each other again somehow.
She took the form from the table and then went across to the video, bent over and took out the tape.
I think I'll have this,
she said. With one last attempt at getting her to stay, he pulled himself to his feet and went across to her and asked her once more.
Please don't go.
She looked up and down his naked old body and just laughed at the pathetic sight that he was. His response was to have one last grab at her tits, pushing her against the wall as he did so. She struggled to free herself, but he wasn't about to give up easily. With one hand firmly gripping her right tit, his other went up her skirt and grabbed at her pussy.
Just one more fuck, eh? Go on,
he said as his fingers pushed her panties into her cunt.
Come on, my cock's getting hard again.
She managed to push him off and shouted at him.
And oh, forget it, I'm OFF.
And turned to leave. She opened the front door and said to him,
God, you are unbelievable.
She then spun on her heels and straightened her clothing as she looked back at him and sternly said,
goodbye.
She marched out of the house and slammed the door behind her.
Oh, I think we may just meet again, young lady,
he said to himself as he crossed the room and took the video camera that he had hidden earlier from the shelf and turned it off. He smiled and shook his head as he said to himself,
some people never learn.
Chapter 03.
The video that George had made of him and Mandy together was all he could have ever hoped for. He now had a record of the event to keep forever. Anytime he got the urge for some relief, he would put it on to watch. Stretched out on the sofa, cock in hand, he would relive the whole experience over and over again. The other, more important reason for making the video was, of course, to blackmail her into more sex. This part of the plan was proving a little more difficult, however. Her name did not appear in the phone book, and when George approached the college with some bullshit story about wanting to send her a thank you card, they said they would pass one on as it was against policy to give out students' details. This frustrated old George as he couldn't think of any other way to track her down, particularly as he was pretty sure that she may have finished at the college now anyway. All he could do was keep his eyes open in the faint hope that he may find her again one day. While reading the local newspaper one morning, George saw a headline that instantly caught his eye. It read,
Man charged with harassing NEIGHVUR.
It told of how a man aged 61 was being charged by the police for peeping on his neighbor as she got undressed. It went on to say how he had done this a number of times over the 6-month period that he had lived there, along with making a number of comments of a sexual nature to her. Further down the page it said how she claimed a number of items of her underwear had gone missing from her washing line, and that she felt her neighbor was responsible.
Good for you, mate,
old George thought to himself as he smiled in appreciation of the guy. As he went on reading the story, it gave the guy's name and address. It wasn't too far from where he lived. He was shocked, however, when they gave the girl's details, only referring to her as a 20-year-old called Mandy.
No way, thought George. It can't be. Can it? She could be 20 by now. That was a while ago that she said she was 19.
This could be the chance he had been waiting for. It may not be her, but it has to be a possibility that it is. He had to take the chance to find out. It was a bit of a long shot, but it had to be worth a try.
Oh God, I hope it's her. I hope it's her.
He kept muttering to himself as he excitedly ripped the page from the paper and stuffed it in his pocket. Deciding that there was no time like the present, he grabbed a copy of his video recording and set off to the guy's address. It was about a 15-minute walk, and as he arrived, George felt a little nervous as he approached the front door. He hadn't thought it through properly and risked making a fool of himself, but he knew he had to try and see if it was the same Mandy. He rang the bell and stood waiting for a moment as he heard someone the other side fumble with the lock before the door opened.
Yes?
Said the short, round-faced, pot-bellied man who answered.
Can I help you?
Yes, I've come to ask you about the girl in this story. George replied as he pulled the piece of newspaper from his pocket.
What girl?
He came back with angrily.
That's all rubbish, just a pack of lies.
As the guy tried to shut the door, George put his hand against it to stop him.
No, you don't understand, I think I can help you.
How?
He replied, looking up and down. The scruffy little old man stood on his doorstep.
I have this tape, if you will allow me to show it to you, I think it's the same girl you see.
Old George wasn't making much sense as he waffled on, but the guy listened to what he had to say and decided to let him in, partly due to curiosity of what was on the tape, and partly due to the fact that he needed any help he could get to help him out of the trouble he was in. The guy took the tape from George and put it in his machine and began to play it.
That's her.
And that's why you, but how?
I mean, why did she,
said the guy, now completely confused.
That's her?
Asked George excitedly.
Yeah, that's her. I don't understand. Let me explain,
said George as he went on to tell how he had managed to blackmail her, and that he was sure that this tape could be used in the same way, to stop her bringing charges against him. The guy reached out his hand and said,
My name's Ted.
George took it in his and gave it a firm shake, simply replying,
I'm George, pleased to meet you.
With a mutual understanding of each other, they both sat and watched the tape. Ted removed his thick-framed glasses to give them a wipe before putting them back on his sweaty face.
She's fucking gorgeous,
he said.
You lucky bastard, I'd give anything to get my fucking hands on her. She's such a prick teaser. I see her every day and it drives my cock fucking crazy.
Well, why don't we pay her a little visit?
George suggested.
Where is it she lives?
Not far,
Ted replied as he wiped the sweat from his face with a tissue.
But she's not there at the moment. She's got a job in some office now and doesn't get home until quite late.
When would be a good time to get her on her own?
Asked George.
About 8:30 in the morning. Her folks have gone out by then and she'll be on her own before she leaves at 8:45.
Sounds like you know her routine very well.
Oh yes,
replied Ted, now confident that they were both of the same mind.
All that stuff in the paper is true. What she doesn't know is that I watch her every time she goes out. She's just so fucking hot that I can't help having a quick wank every time I see her.
I know exactly what you mean, my friend. If she don't want the attention, she shouldn't walk around looking so fucking sexy.
After talking about her for another few minutes, they had both got themselves so wound up that they put the tape on again. Ted sat there, and without a care in the world, got his cock out and started playing with himself as he watched the TV. George was shocked to see him do this right in front of him as if he wasn't even there, but being in need of the same, he decided to join him. So the two old boys sat watching the TV excitedly wanking themselves off. When they had finished, Ted said casually,
Oh, that's better, I needed that.
Me too,
replied George.
Here, use these to clean yourself up,
Ted said, throwing a box of tissues over.
Thanks.
After that, they had a cup of coffee, and George decided he had better get off home.
Okay then, I'll come back tomorrow morning and we can go around there for a little chat, agreed?
Agreed,
replied Ted. Old George wasn't too keen to share her with anyone but needed to know where she lived for sure, and so knew he needed Ted for now, but once he had found her she would be all his. The next day came and George turned up at 8:15, the tape held firmly in his hand.
Her folks have left already so she'll be in there on her own,
said Ted, the excitement already causing the fat old man to sweat heavily. They decided to ring the doorbell and put the tape through the letterbox with, Play Emmy, written across it, then wait for 5 minutes to give her a chance to watch some of it. After waiting they both went and rang the bell again. As she opened it, it was obvious that she had seen what was on the tape from her worried expression.
How did you find me? And what's he doing here?
She said, pointing at Ted.
Never mind all that, said George. Did you watch some of the tape?
Yes.
You're such a sneaky old bastard,
she said to George. They both looked her up and down. She looked amazing. Just a white tube top with no shoulder straps was all that covered her magnificent tits, her nipples clear to see through the fabric. Below she had on a short pale blue skirt that was pleated all around.
Fuck, look at you,
said George as his cock was already beginning to harden at the sight of her.
Is that what you wear to work then?
And?
No, I'm off today. Look, what is it you both want?
She asked, knowing full well what the answer was. They both stared at her in awe. She was just so beautiful with her blonde hair pulled back in its usual ponytail.
Well, first of all, George said, we want you to drop these stupid charges against my friend here.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. It wasn't my idea in the first place. It was my folks. But I'll tell them I can't go through with it.
Okay.
Thank you,
replied George. I have a few copies of that tape. You know how this works, don't you?
She saw the way they were both looking her up and down and knew what was going to happen. Only this time the thought of Ted, the dirty fat old pervert from next door being involved too, made her even more nervous. She stepped back to allow them in. As she did so, every step caused her huge firm tits to sway and wobble. They stood there as the door closed behind them. Ted couldn't believe that it had worked as he spoke to her for the first time. I think I'm due some compensation for all the stress you've put me through. He turned to George.
Sorry mate, but you're going to have to give me first go. I think I'm owed it.
George was desperate to get his hands on her himself, but unknown to Ted he had other ideas. He had already got what he came for, and as soon as Ted was finished he would be able to have her any time he wanted, as he was the only one with copies of the tape.
And, no, please don't, she pleaded as Ted approached her. Her bedroom was on the ground floor and Ted directed her to it. He followed her, noticing how the short pleated skirt only just covered that lovely cheeky ass that he had often so admired. His cock was hard and straining against his ill-fitting trousers as he closed the door behind him, leaving old George to wait outside. She had been the object of his dirty fantasies for the past 6 months, and this was the closest he had ever been to her.
"I've waited a long time for this," said Ted as he approached her, his eyes roaming all over her body.
"You're such a prick teaser.
Please don't do this,"
she again pleaded as she backed up to the edge of the bed. She looked at the repulsive old man with his pot belly hanging over his trousers. His clothes all seemed to be several sizes too small. Even his glasses seemed to dig deep into his fat head. He moved up close to her and rubbed his hands together before he reached out to touch her face. She flinched as he ran his hand down her cheek.
"Oh God, you're so fucking lovely,"
he said. She felt disgusted by the clammy feel and sweaty smell of his hand. He sat himself down on the edge of the bed and put his hands on her waist, turning her towards him.
"I've wanted to get a look at these for so long,"
he said as he began dragging her top downwards. Slowly, more and more of her lovely big tits appeared as the top slid down until the top edge of her nipples could be seen. One more gentle pull and they bounced into view right in front of his face.
"Fuck me,"
exclaimed Ted as he looked at them for the first time.
"Fucking beautiful."
He couldn't take his eyes off them as he wiped his hands down the front of his shirt. He reached his hands out and took hold of each one.
"Oh fuck, they feel good,"
he said as he massaged them in his hands, moving them round and round with a circular motion, squeezing them more and more. His excitement was clear to see from the sweat breaking out all over his face. After a few minutes, he took her by the waist and sat her on the bed next to him, still unable to take his eyes off her magnificent tits. He pushed her backwards so as to make her lie down, all the while his breathing was getting heavier and heavier. He looked along the length of her body as the lust he felt for her became unbearable. He again grabbed one of her tits, squeezing it roughly as his bulky frame rolled against her. He forced his mouth against hers and began kissing her excitedly.
Oh yes, you're fucking gorgeous, you fucking tease, oh fuck yes,"
he moaned as his wide open mouth seemed to be trying to devour her entire face. She closed her eyes to try and imagine it was someone else as his hand released her tit and felt its way down her body to her thighs. Dragging his hand back up, he grabbed her skirt, pulling it up to her waist. His fingers found the waistband of her panties and began to creep down inside. As the disgusting old man slobbered with excitement all over her face, she knew she had to face the inevitable. She parted her legs slightly to allow him access as his hand went lower into her white lace panties until his fingers found her lovely moist cunt.
Ooh yes, lovely, lovely,"
he kept muttering as two of his fingers began to push their way inside her. As his fingers went into her cunt, his tongue forced its way into her mouth as he moaned and groaned, sweating with the overwhelming excitement. His fingers went in deep and he began stirring them around inside, getting her wetter and wetter. Feeling this, he released her mouth and said to her,
"You love it, oh yes, your cunt is soaking."
The truth was, again, she was starting to enjoy the feeling, just as she had done with George. Somehow being treated this way by disgusting and dirty old men was an immense turn-on for her. She would try not to, but just couldn't help getting excited by what was happening to her. He saw her nipples getting bigger and harder as she lay there with her eyes closed.
"Oh fuck,"
he said as he pushed his face into her tits with his mouth wide open, sucking as much in as he could. She looked down to see him ravishing her tits with his mouth, his head covered in sweat.
"Oh please stop, please,"
she pleaded as she tried to fight the feelings stirring inside her. But she couldn't help it as her cunt got wetter and her nipples got bigger and harder.
"You dirty old bastards are all the same,"
she said, deciding to accept what she reluctantly knew deep down she was feeling.
"You all love my tits, don't you, eh? You dirty old sod." Was all he could answer as he continued his assault on her.
"Get my cock out, go on," he asked her as he released her tit from his mouth and looked into her eyes. "Please, please get it out." She reached over and undid his trousers before instructing him to take them off.
"Oh yes, yes,"
he moaned as he hurriedly pushed them down and off together with his underpants. His cock, though not as long as George, was thick and looked to be as hard as concrete.
"Oh geez, yes, yes,"
he groaned as he felt her fingers wrap around it.
"Fuck, that feels good."
As he lay on the edge of the bed with his feet on the floor, she maneuvered herself around and knelt between his parted legs. All he could do was stare in awe at her beautiful face and her huge firm tits as they jiggled around in front of her. She raised herself slightly so her tits were just above his erect cock before she began to lower herself downwards. He watched his cock vanish in between them and let out a long sigh as she took her tits in her hands and squashed them around it.
"Oh fuck yes,"
he said as he saw the tip of his cock appear through her cleavage. Sticking her tongue out, she flicked its very tip. Spontaneously, he began to buck as the sensation was all too much. Reaching down, he took hold of them himself and squashed them harder around his desperate cock as he began fucking her tits for all he was worth, pumping his cock between them.
"God. Yes, oh yes,"
he cried as almost instantly he found he could hold out no longer. Suddenly his cock erupted, load after load of his dirty spunk shot across her lovely sweet face.
"Oh fuck yes, yes,"
he moaned as he watched his filthy sticky seed hit her across the face 3 or 4 times before the torrent subsided and the remainder dumped itself all over her lovely big tits. He let out a long sigh, feeling thoroughly satisfied as his body went all limp on the bed. She reached for the box of tissues on her bedside table and cleaned herself up. Pulling her tube top back over her tits and smoothing her skirt out, she was aware that old George was still waiting outside, probably nursing a huge erection. She was now so turned on that she needed satisfaction, and she knew he would be desperate for the same. So, with the devil now in her, she decided to tease him a little before letting him have what he wanted. She left the bedroom and walked past George waiting patiently in the hallway. He looked her up and down as she walked through to the lounge, giving her ass a sexy little wiggle as she went. He followed her through. Desperate to get his hands on her, he grabbed a cushion from the sofa and threw it down on the huge deep pile rug that lay in front of the fireplace. "Here, now!" he called to her as he dropped to his knees and ran his hand over the rug in an invitation to come and lie down. Before she could respond, he had pulled off his grubby old trousers and underpants, his huge hard cock standing up like a flagpole. She approached him slowly. "Lie down then," she said to him. His eyes widened with excitement as he hurriedly did as she asked, laying on his back with his head on the cushion. "What do you want?" she asked him. "Well, I want you, now. My cock is so fucking hard, please," he pleaded. "I seem to remember the first time we met you liked looking up my skirt, didn't you, you dirty old man?" "Ooh, yes, yes." He lay there looking up at her. As she approached him, placing one foot next to his head, she stepped over and placed the other foot the other side. She stood over him and looked down at the hungry, lustful look in his eyes as he stared straight up her skirt. His cock was in desperate need of attention, and she knew it as she enjoyed teasing the old boy. "How close would you like to get, eh?" she asked him as she slowly lowered herself to her knees, parting her legs a little more to give him a better view. "Ooh, please, please, I want it," he said as he stuck his tongue out as far as he could and wiggled it around in the air. He was trembling with excitement as he looked at the crotch of her lovely white panties just inches above his face. Slowly she lowered herself down, his head vanished under her pleated skirt as she felt his tongue start lapping at her panty crotch. She was already wet from her experience with Ted, but now she was really losing herself in the whole thing. He put his hands on her ass cheeks to take some of her weight as she sat herself down on his face. His moans were muffled as she began grinding herself against him. Opening his mouth wide, he sucked on her pussy mound and his tongue pushed her panties into her lovely wet slit. She reached under her skirt and pulled the crotch of her panties to one side and began humping his tongue. He was in heaven as she rubbed her cunt harder and harder all over his face, soaking it with her juices. She looked over her shoulder to see his swollen hard cock pointing straight at her, pre-cum oozing from its tip. She needed it inside her now. Her desperation for an orgasm was unbearable. She raised herself from him, much to his dissatisfaction, and crawled backwards down his body. "Oh God, yes," he whispered as he realized what she was doing. With her hands on the floor either side of his head, he felt her cunt brush the tip of his cock. He looked into her beautiful face as she began lowering herself onto it. His cock was so in need of relief that he couldn't help but thrust it straight up her all the way. At the same time, he pulled her top down, causing her tits to spring out in front of his face. He grabbed them with both hands and squeezed them roughly as he slammed his cock hard and fast into her soaking cunt. He raised his head and locked his hungry mouth over one of her nipples, sucking it like crazy. "God. Fuck me, harder, harder," she cried as her cunt took the pounding of its life. "Fuck me with that big dirty cock, you dirty old bastard." She squashed her huge tits into his face as hard as she could. "You dirty old men are all the same," she said through her ever-shortening breath. "You all love my big titties, mm? I catch dirty old men like you all the time looking at them." All her talk drove him over the edge as his balls tightened. He grabbed her ass with both hands and dug his fingers in deep as he pumped his cock hard and fast into her. With his face buried in her massive tits, he thrashed his head from side to side, licking and slobbering all over them. "Arg. Yes, yes," he cried out as his cock exploded into her. He kept pumping and pumping his spunk into her for what seemed like ages until he had no more left and fell limp under her. She looked down at him feeling rather satisfied, although at the same time confused. She saw a filthy old man and knew she shouldn't have enjoyed what had just happened. In fact, she even felt a little disgusted with herself. But at the same time, as soon as they started working on her, she couldn't help getting turned on. She climbed to her feet, her tube top still around her waist showing off her beautiful big tits. "I think that's enough now," she said to George. "No way, not yet, I haven't finished with you," he answered. "No, either have I," came the voice from behind. She spun round to see Ted standing in the doorway looking slightly ridiculous. He had nothing on from the waist down, but still had on his shirt which was way too tight around his middle. His cock stood out hard proud under the shadow of his pot belly. He reached out and grabbed her arm and pulled her back through to the bedroom. "No. Please don't," she pleaded. "I've had enough, please." He simply grunted at her as he threw her face down onto the bed. He told her to take her panties off and get on all fours. Reluctantly she did as he asked, and he knelt on the edge of the bed behind her. "What a lovely fucking ass," he said. "Ooh yeah, you parade around in them short skirts all the time sticking your fucking ass out, you prick teasing bitch." He lifted her skirt out of the way with his left hand and brought his right hand down with a hard smack across her lovely firm round cheek. "Oh yes, yes, yes," he went as he smacked it over and over. "You're such a naughty, naughty girl." The pain, although stinging, was bearable as she closed her eyes tightly waiting for the next smack. Instead, she felt his cock push against her still moist pussy. With sweat pouring from his forehead, he couldn't believe he was actually going to fuck his dream girl. Unable to stand the weight any longer, he grabbed her firm meaty hips and plunged his hard cock deep into her. "Oh fuck yes," he cried out as the sensation was out of this world. He drew it back until it was almost out and then plunged it in again. This he continued doing, getting faster and faster each time. She didn't want it, but again her body betrayed her as she couldn't help but start to enjoy what was happening. With every deep thrust, her pussy got wetter and wetter, and she enjoyed it more and more. Her concentration was broken by a pair of hands grabbing either side of her head. She opened her eyes. It was George. His big hard cock was bobbing around just in front of her face. Feeling quite turned on now, she instinctively opened her mouth to allow it in. George let out a long, satisfied groan as she sucked his needy cock into her lovely, sweet mouth. His desperation was such that he had no time to mess about, and instantly started fucking her face hard and fast. She could hear the two old men moaning and groaning as they fucked her from each end. She couldn't help but find the whole experience the biggest turn-on she had ever known. She reached under and grabbed Ted's swinging balls in her hand, rolling them around in her fingers. "Oh yeah, you love it, you dirty bitch!" Ted cried as she played with him. The more he fucked her, the harder she sucked. Old George was finding it all too much as she sucked harder and harder, her tongue pressed hard against the underside of his cock. He forced it deep into her throat without a single thought for her, thrusting harder as he gripped her head tightly. Ted was nearing his climax as he reached under and grabbed her heavy tits as they swung around beneath her. Squeezing and mauling them all over, he couldn't hold back a moment longer as he bucked against her. "Shit! Oh fucking hell!" he called out as his balls emptied the biggest load of spunk they had ever produced deep inside her. More and more kept coming as he bucked away, his hands gripping her massive tits tightly. Gradually he began to slow, and his grip on her loosened as he pumped the final drops from his cock. After a few moments he pulled his cock out and collapsed face down on the bed next to her. George was oblivious to all this as he was lost in his own world. He felt himself about to come as he carried on fucking her face. "Yes, take it, ooh yes, take it all!" he called out as he felt the spunk gush through his cock. Mandy sucked as hard as she could for the old boy as his balls slammed against her chin. Masses of the dirty foul-tasting stuff shot down her throat. She swallowed as fast as possible as his balls emptied themselves into her mouth. As he finished, he looked down and said to her, "Suck it clean, then that's it." And she dutifully obeyed. After she had licked every last drop of spunk from his old cock, he slipped it from her mouth and sat back on the floor exhausted. She looked at the clock. "You have to go," she suddenly said in a slight panic.
"What, why?"
asked George. "My boyfriend will be here soon. If he finds you here, God knows what he'll do." Quickly she threw their trousers at them and hurried them to get dressed.
"But I haven't finished yet. I'll be ready to go again in a few minutes," complained Ted. "Look, he's a 6-foot-tall bodybuilder and he'll kill the pair of you."
"Then he'll kill me," she told them. Now with everyone in a panic, they got dressed as quickly as they could. As she tried to usher them out of the house, they couldn't help but grab a quick feel before they left.
"Go, go,"
she pleaded with them as they stumbled out the door. Ted was halfway up the path when George turned to her and said,
"Look, he hasn't got a copy of the tape, so what you do with him is up to you. I really don't care, I only needed him to find you. But I have got copies, and so I'll expect you at my house after work on Friday, okay?"
"What? You heard," he said as he looked over his shoulder to see Ted had gone. "If you don't want this boyfriend of yours, or anyone else for that matter to see it, you had better do as I say." Unable to think straight, she quickly agreed, asking him to now go.
"Oh, one more thing," he said as he was about to leave. "I understand you work in an office?"
Yes, yes. "Then I'm sure you wear stockings and suspenders," he said with a wink. She knew what he meant as she watched the dirty old boy walk away. Instead of going back to Ted's house, old George went straight home. Ted had no idea where he lived, and old George smiled to himself as he went on his way, knowing that he would be having many more encounters with the gorgeous Mandy.
Chapter 04.
As Friday night approached, old George's excitement just grew and grew. He hoped she would remember to wear stockings and a suspender belt, as this was one of his many kinks. He couldn't wait to see her again and enjoy her sexy young body some more. Friday came, and as the clock on the wall showed 7 o'clock, George began to wonder if she was coming. 8 o'clock came and went, as did 9 and 10. Frustrated and angry, he went off to bed as he realized he wasn't going to be seeing her that night. Unsure what to do over the weekend, he decided he would have to show her he was serious, and that if she didn't comply with his wishes, the consequences would be far worse. His anger was brought on mainly by his sexual frustration. He was desperate to have her again and again. There was no way he was going to let her go. He obviously didn't want to send copies of the tape to her friends or family, as this would mean playing his trump card and would leave him with nothing to blackmail her with. After giving it some thought, he decided to involve her neighbor Ted again. He had told her that Ted hadn't got a copy of the tape, and so had no hold over her. But as she wasn't playing fair, that would have to change. He didn't want to actually give Ted a copy, as he couldn't risk him being stupid by maybe giving anyone else a copy or, more importantly, letting any of Mandy's friends or family see it. If that happened, it would all be over, and so the idea was to let her believe that he has a copy. First thing Monday, George went over to Ted's armed with a note and a copy of the tape shoved into an envelope.
"What happened to you the other day?" asked Ted as he invited him in.
"Oh, sorry, just got nervous and went straight home, sorry," replied George.
"Thought maybe I had seen the last of you."
"No, no, of course not," George said with a nervous laugh, realizing that Ted had no idea that he hadn't intended seeing him again at all.
"Look, I'm not stopping, I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to tell her that you have a copy of the tape too, that way you can play with her all you want without me having to be here."
"Okay, thanks, that's great, but can I not have a copy anyway, you know, for my own pleasure?" asked Ted, unable to see why not.
"Sorry, but I would rather keep it for myself, if you don't mind, but trust me, she will think you have a copy," answered George.
Oh, okay then. As long as she thinks I have a copy, then that's all that matters. Thanks.
Replied Ted as the thoughts of how much fun he was going to have with the hot little minx began to race through his mind.
Don't mention it, said George. I'll get her to come and see you tomorrow morning first thing. She'll be all yours.
Oh, fuck yeah, fantastic. I can't thank you enough. Ted's excitement was clear to see as he grabbed George's hand with both of his and gave it an over-enthusiastic shake.
Right, I'll sort it. Just leave it with me and I'll see you soon maybe, okay?
Okay, okay. Sure you don't want to stop a while?
No. Really, I'm sorry. Things to do.
Oh, okay. Oh, just one thing.
What?
Tell her to come dressed for college, will you? George just nodded with a knowing smile on his face as he turned and left. Ted closed the door and just stood there for a moment as he gathered his thoughts. That two-minute conversation was going to make such a huge difference to his life. He was going to have one of the sexiest girls he had ever known at his mercy, and there was going to be nothing she could do about it. When Mandy got home from work that day, she found the envelope from George waiting for her on the doormat. On opening it, she saw the videotape inside together with the note. She didn't have to play the tape as she knew what was on it already. Her heart sank as she began to read the note. It said, "The tape is just a reminder in case you've forgotten me. I told you to come and see me on Friday and you disobeyed. As a result, Ted now has a copy. I will see you this Friday or more copies will be distributed next week. George. P.S. Call in sick tomorrow as Ted is expecting you first thing in your college uniform." She felt sick to her stomach. She knew she should have gone to see him on Friday and now she had only made things worse for herself. What could she do? The fat old man next door was a disgusting, lecherous old pervert. She had suffered his leering at her and his filthy comments for months. She had hoped that the other day had been a one-off and that would be it. What a mess she was in. The following morning Ted awoke with his usual early morning erection causing a tent under the sheets.
"You're in for a treat today, old fella,"
he said as he looked down at it with a broad smile across his face. Although extremely desperate for some relief, he wanted to wait and save all his spunk for the gorgeous Mandy. The thought of her had his balls so full of the stuff they were fit to burst. He got himself out of bed and, wearing nothing but an old dark blue dressing gown, began walking aimlessly around the house waiting for her to call, every few minutes checking out the window to see if she was coming. "Come on, come on," he muttered as he kept looking at the clock praying that she was going to come, all the while trying to control his frustrated excitement. The thought of having her in his house all to himself was the stuff of his wildest fantasies. At just after 8 a.m. there was a gentle tap on his back door. Stunned for a second, he couldn't believe that she had come. It tapped again and quickly he went through the kitchen to open it. As soon as it opened, she darted inside before he could even speak, obviously not wanting anyone to see her. There she was, standing in his kitchen in her full college uniform, looking just as he had seen her countless times before. He found it hard to pull his eyes from her great big tits trying to burst their way out of her crisp white blouse. Together with her blazer, her little short skirt and knitted white stockings, she looked like a dream. 20 years old and so ripe, Ted felt sure that his cock might just explode there and then. She looked at the fat, sweaty 61-year-old and wondered what the hell she was doing. She knew very well that things could only get worse if she didn't do as she was asked, but the look in his hungry, bulging eyes was filling her with dread. His dressing gown only just reached around his middle, such was the size of his pot belly. His balding head was covered in beads of sweat, making his excitement obvious for all to see. "Look at you, oh God, just look at you," he said almost in a trance as he stared at her standing there. "My, my, that blouse looks tight," he continued as he looked at the straining buttons holding back her huge tits. "They seem to be getting bigger, are they?"
"What?"
she asked as she realized he was asking her a question.
"Your tits," he said as he pointed at them.
"Are they getting bigger?"
No, they're not," she answered somewhat embarrassed.
The truth was different, however. Over the past few months she had grown from a 34E to a 34F. A smile came across his face as he sensed she was not being completely straight with him.
"Okay, if you say so, come on through," he said as he led the way into his living room. "Don't be shy."
He sat himself down on the edge of the sofa with his knees parted and took a good long look at her. She stood several feet away from him in an attempt to stay out of his reach.
"Oh yes," he began as his eyes wandered all over her body, not once looking at her face. "What a fucking incredible body you've got. Have you any idea how many times I have had to look at you dressed like this? You've been driving me insane for months. I have never in my life met anyone who turns me on as much as you fucking do."
She stood frozen in silence as he continued.
"God, you're just so fucking gorgeous. Come over here." His eyes carried on looking her over as he licked his lips and gestured for her to come closer. She could see how desperate he was for her. Obviously, an ugly fat old man like him doesn't get chances like this too often, and she knew he was going to make the most of it, just like old George.
"Please don't," she pleaded in vain.
"Please.
Closer, sweetheart," he said in a soft voice. "Come and stand here," he said, pointing to the floor between his feet.
I can't. Please don't make me, please."
He was getting more and more excited as he ignored her plea. The way she was dressed, her incredible body and her oh-so-beautiful face made her his ultimate fantasy. He desperately wanted to savor every second of this. She realized as she looked at the dirty fat old pervert there was no choice but to do as he said, and so, reluctantly, she slowly stepped closer until she was standing between his parted knees. His face was getting red and his breathing grew louder and louder as he put his fat sweaty hands on her bare thighs between her skirt and the tops of her stockings. She could feel his hot breath as he placed a gentle kiss on her leg just where it emerged from under her skirt.
Oh yes, yes, so lovely, so very lovely.
He whispered as his hands slowly began moving up under her skirt. With each kiss of her leg he went upwards inch by inch, his hands moving her skirt gradually higher and higher. His cock was crying out for relief, but he wanted to make it last as long as possible. Her skin felt as smooth as silk as his hands went further and further until he had raised her skirt enough to see her white panties.
Oh beautiful.
He whispered as he saw them come into view.
Oh God, how beautiful.
He filled his nostrils with her scent before leaning his head forward and gently running his tongue along her panty-covered pussy.
Emu fuck yes.
He moaned as he did it again and again, taking his time relishing the whole experience. She couldn't look at him as she felt disgusted. She wanted to turn and run, but something was making her stay. Was it the fact that he had a copy of this video that he could blackmail her with? Or was it something more, something she didn't want to admit to herself? Did she enjoy being a plaything to these dirty old men? She had to resist these feelings. She couldn't let anyone think that she was turned on by all this, especially not Ted, or George. After all, she was a girl with looks that would allow her to have any guy in the world she wanted, any handsome young guy. No way would a girl like her ever choose these filthy old men, would she? He moved one hand around behind her and onto her ass. It felt so meaty and firm as he gave it a much-deserved squeeze.
God, that ass feels good, and oh yes, so fucking tight.
He murmured as his other hand moved between her legs at the very top of her thigh. He looked up at her only to find he couldn't see her face as his line of sight was blocked by her massive tits just above his head. He leaned back slightly and saw she had her eyes closed and was chewing on her bottom lip. This made him smile to himself as he knew she was starting to enjoy it all. She realized he was looking up at her and one more time pleaded.
Please don't do this, please, I don't want this, I'm begging you one more time, please. Yes you do, you little tease,
he said quietly.
You know you do.
She probably did but didn't want him to know that, or even admit it to herself.
Please don't, please.
He looked back at her pussy concealed inside the lovely white lace panties and stretched his fingers up the inside of her thigh until they were pushing the material against her now moist slit. He worked them inside the crotch of her panties and felt the warm wetness of her juicy cunt lips against his fingertips. His excitement was reaching fever pitch as he teased her a little for a few moments, making her wetter and wetter. Then slowly he began pushing two fingers between the soaking lips, amazed at just how wet she was inside. Further and further into her they went until he was up inside her as far as he could. This caused her to draw a huge intake of breath as the sensation sent a shudder through her body. He slipped the two fingers out and saw how they were covered in her juices before he plunged them up into her again. She let out a moan. It was clear that she was now getting right into it, and so Ted started thrusting his fingers in and out of her faster and faster, loving the sight of her getting so turned on. His hand was now almost a blur as he finger-fucked her as fast as he could. The juices just poured from her all over his hand as the squelching sound from her cunt echoed around the room. She was now getting completely lost in it all as she placed a hand on his shoulder to support herself before her legs gave way beneath her. He began to slow down, wiggling his fingers around inside her as he got slower and slower. Eventually he stopped and slipped his fingers out. As he did, her juices poured from inside her and down her leg.
What a lovely wet cunt, woo you dirty dirty girl,
he said as he looked at her beautiful wet pink pussy lips. He had held himself back long enough. Now his cock was in desperate need for satisfaction and he couldn't mess about a moment longer. He dragged her panties down to the floor and she stepped out of them. Before throwing them to one side, he couldn't help but bring them up to his nose for a quick sniff. He slumped back into the sofa and threw his dressing gown open, revealing his horrible pot belly, and of course his painfully hard cock. He grabbed her by one arm and dragged her on top of him. She had no choice but to kneel on the edge of the sofa astride the wheezing bloated old man, causing her short gray skirt to stretch tight across the tops of her strong young thighs. He hooked his fingers under the hem and pulled it up to her waist, then reached behind her, grabbed her firm ass with both hands and lifted her onto his desperately hard cock.
Oh God, yes!
He cried as at last the self-induced torture was at last over. She was so wet that she easily slipped all the way down its full length. Her hot wet tunnel seemed to grip his cock tightly all around. As she sank down onto it, he felt the tip of his cock push against her womb. He was in heaven as he looked at her still fully clothed in her uniform sitting on his cock. As she sat there, she couldn't resist grinding her cunt hard down onto him. Without hesitation, he grabbed her tits and began mauling them through her blouse, constantly muttering to himself.
Oh yes, yes, so lovely tits, ooh lovely beautiful big tits, fucking hell.
His blood was boiling and his heart was pounding like a drum against his chest as his excited desperation took over. He ripped her blouse wide open and after a pause to admire her lovely white lace bra, he went to rip it off.
No, no!
She cried, wanting to save the expensive garment from being ruined.
Let me!
He stopped in his tracks and watched as she undid the front clasp and brushed it aside to reveal her wondrous huge tits, her nipples pointing at him like bullets.
Shit, yes!
He cried as he squeezed them tight with both hands. He continued his constant muttering.
Oh, I love your fucking tits, so big! Oh yes, they're so fucking lovely and big!
He opened his mouth wide and pushed his sweaty red face into them and began sucking on one of her swollen nipples, all the while bucking into her harder and faster. She was of course now so turned on herself that there was no turning back. This horrible fat old pig of a man was driving her mad, and she started jumping up and down on his cock, wanting more and more.
Come on, you dirty fat bastard, fuck me with that cock, come on.
Come on.
Her sudden cries sent him over the edge as all the spunk he had been holding back could be held no longer. Releasing her tits from his grip and grabbing her head tightly with both hands, he pulled her face to his and shoved his tongue deep into her mouth.
At that moment his spunk was finally released. It surged up his cock with such incredible force and erupted like a volcano as it exploded into her over and over. He released her face and just stared at her huge firm tits as they bounced around violently in front of him. He took them again in his hands and pushed them against her chest as he squeezed them as hard as he could.
Yes, oh fuck yes.
He cried out as he pumped more and more of the hot sticky stuff deep into her tender wet cunt. He had built up so much that he thought he would never stop. He had never experienced anything like it before. Eventually the torrent subsided and he emptied his final drops into her. As he slowed, he looked into her face properly for the first time. Her skin was so soft and smooth, her lips full and pouting, he could have drowned in her beautiful brown eyes.
God, you're so beautiful.
He said in an almost tender and loving way. When she looked at him, however, all she saw was the bloated red face of a dirty old man, a candidate for a heart attack if ever she saw one. His glasses looked painful as the frame dug deep into the sides of his head, his eyes bulged from their sockets and his mouth seemed to drool constantly. As she climbed off, she saw his cock was still semi-hard as it lay against his belly. She had just had an incredible orgasm and, feeling satisfied, wanted to leave. He had other ideas, however, and told her to sit down next to him. As she did, he instantly pulled her in close and started kissing her roughly on the mouth, his tongue diving in deep as he kissed her harder and harder, his body shaking with passion. She was just such a turn on that he wanted more and more. He couldn't get enough of her. Pulling his head away, he looked down at her bare tits, groaned quietly, and placed a sweaty hand over one and began groping and mauling it.
Mmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmm
times than you'll ever know. The disgusting old pervert carried on doing this for several minutes, his cock growing harder by the second. She saw what was happening and knew there was more to come. Reluctantly, she admitted to herself that she was enjoying it, just as she had done each time with old George. She lifted her feet onto the sofa and curled up next to him. Her hand seemed to have a mind of its own as it went down and wrapped around his now fully hard cock, causing him to let out a long sigh. "Oh, that's nice," he whispered. "Oh, wank it for me, please." With that, her hand started moving up and down his thick veiny shaft. Her touch was so soft and gentle as she felt up and down its length. He was in heaven as he continued feeling her tits with one hand while holding her close with the other. "Oh, that feels so good. Why not give it a little suck for me, em?" She looked into his eyes. "Ah, no. Do I have to?" she complained, giving him a sorrowful look. "Yes, you do," he whispered. "Go on, just for a few minutes, please." He watched as she lowered her head towards it. He released her tits and placed a hand on her firm round-ass cheek as it raised off the sofa as she leaned across. His other hand rested on the back of her head and he applied a little pressure to move her lower. Then he felt it. It was an amazing feeling. Her sweet lips gently brushed the tip of his aching cock. She teased it more and more with just tender kisses and the odd lick of her tongue. "Oh, please, please suck it, please," he begged her, pushing her head down harder. As she sucked it into her lovely mouth, the sensation was out of this world. "Fucking hell," he called out. "Oh god, that's fucking wonderful." As she sucked harder on his cock, her round ass cheek jiggled with each movement she made. He began kneading the flesh with his fingers, working his way further towards her cunt. Just as he ran a finger along her wet slit, he knew he couldn't help himself and was already about to come again. He held her head down hard as he bucked into her mouth. There was no way he could release her as the excitement took over. He pumped her face faster and faster. He looked along her body to where his fingers were now penetrating her cunt. The cheek of her ass looked fantastic as it jiggled and wobbled with every thrust he made. Looking back down, the sight of his cock deep in her mouth was too much, and he felt his balls tighten. He threw his head back and gritted his teeth as he lost all control and his cock exploded into her mouth. He held her head down tightly, ignoring her muffled protest as he pumped load after load of his foul sticky spunk deep into her throat. The sensation was so intense, far better than in his wildest fantasies, as his pace slowed and he emptied the final drops into her before slumping back in a heap completely exhausted. She pulled herself away and gave him an annoyed look as she got to her feet and went for a drink of water to wash the disgusting taste out of her mouth. When she came back into the room, she noticed him looking at her. He was covered in sweat and looked as if he was completely spent. As she started to straighten her clothing, he seemed to jolt back into life. "Take them off." "What?" "Your clothes, take them all off, everything." "B, but I thought that we had." "Now," he barked, cutting in as she tried to speak. She had to do as she was told and so slowly took everything off. She glanced over at him as she did, only to see him playing with his fast hardening cock, muttering away to himself. "Yes, yes, oh yes, go on him." Soon she had removed all of her clothing. This was the first time that he had seen her completely naked. He wasn't disappointed. "Fucking hell," he whispered as he admired the perfection of her body. Her skin was so smooth and completely flawless, tanned all over to a rich golden color. He noticed how narrow her waist was compared to two things. Firstly, the outward flow of her shapely hips, and also, more importantly, her large firm tits that seemed to eclipse most of her torso. "On the floor," he ordered. As she lay down, she knew how excited he was and so decided she should have some fun herself and maybe tease the dirty old pervert a bit. She lay on her back on the floor with her knees apart in the air. He was looking straight at her open wet cunt as she ran her hand down her body and through her fine blonde pubic hair. Her other hand drew one of her huge tits up to her mouth, and she began sucking on it. As she slipped a finger into her cunt, she let out a moan. "Look at how wet I am," she said in a teasing girly way. "You've made me so wet, you dirty old bugger."
His erection grew stronger and harder, as he couldn't believe what she was doing. She closed her eyes and started rotating her hips as her fingers went deeper into her. She looked so tempting, so inviting.
Oh God!
He cried as he could watch no more. He lifted himself from the sofa and dropped to his knees between her parted legs. She opened her eyes and saw him there staring at her playing with herself, hoping he was going to give her the fuck of her life. She drew her fingers from her cunt and brought them to her mouth. Teasingly, she parted her lips and licked them with her tongue before putting them into her mouth and sucking her juices off.
Em.
She moaned as she released her tit and moved both hands down to her cunt. She placed her fingers either side of it and pulled it upwards and apart, displaying her pink fleshy clit. It was soaking wet.
That was it.
Fucking hell! He cried as he fell on top of her, his cock finding its own way straight up her cunt. It went all the way and as far as it could as he instantly began fucking her. Hard and fast he pounded away at her with incredible power. This was what she needed as his cock thumped and pounded into her. He grabbed her wrists and pinned her to the floor as he buried his face in her neck, kissing and licking her like a rampant dog. She tried to push him off as she played the reluctant victim.
No, no, you dirty bastard, no.
She cried out, pretending to protest but deep down loving the rough treatment. She thrashed her head from side to side as he continued fucking her. He knew she was only playing, but this kind of role play was an incredible turn on for him.
We take it, you cock-teasing little bitch.
He went on as he held her down tighter, ramming his dirty fat cock into her faster and faster, his mouth now slobbering and sucking her tits all over.
No, no, no!
She cried as she struggled beneath him. He couldn't get enough of her huge firm tits and sucked and chewed on them more and more, groaning and moaning as he rubbed his face all over them. Every thrust of his cock into her now drenched cunt was sending her crazy as she continued to try and fight him off. The dirty fat pig was just using her lovely young body for his own disgusting pleasure, but she was loving every second of it. She lifted her legs in the air and wrapped them around his huge sweaty back.
Oh, you dirty bastard, fuck me harder, come on harder, harder.
She cried, suddenly forgetting all about their little role play and simply needing to be fucked harder than she had ever been before. Suddenly she let out a huge cry.
H-H-H. Yes, yes.
As the most intense orgasm came from out of the blue and washed right over her.
Fuck me, fuck me.
She cried as another one followed instantly.
A-A-R-G-H.
He carried on pounding as he grunted into her ear.
You love it, I knew you were a dirty slut.
He moved his face across hers and locked his mouth over hers, pushing his tongue in deep to the back of her throat.
M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M
Shite, I'm coming. Shit, shit.
Suddenly he pulled his cock out of her, grabbed it in his hand, and started wanking furiously. He cried out.
A-A-R-G-H.
As ropes of spunk shot out flying all across her body, landing on her tits, her neck, her face. So much of it she thought it would never end as she watched. As he slowed, a smile came across his red face.
Oh yes, mmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmmm
to drip onto her ravaged cunt. As he finished, he sat back on his heels, puffing and panting heavily for a minute or two before he turned and climbed back onto the sofa. She just smiled at the pathetic, exhausted old boy as he sat there.
Oh, is that it? I could go again,
she said teasingly as she got to her feet and leant over him, dangling her tits in front of his face. Completely exhausted, he lifted a hand and gave one a squeeze. She pulled away and said,
what a shame, maybe next time, eh?
He was exhausted but managed to utter a few words.
I have a friend that I would like you to go and visit. He would so appreciate it.
What? Who?
Just an old pal. It would mean a lot to him to get a visit from a beautiful young lady.
No. Sorry, I don't think so, she answered firmly.
I don't think you have any choice, do you?
She thought for a moment and knew that of course she hadn't any choice at all.
Who is it?
Just a friend. He's not been well for a long time. Just go and see him and cheer him up a little. Here, I'll write his details down for you. Maybe you would like to call on him tomorrow. With that, he took a scrap of paper and a pencil from the table beside the sofa and scribbled something down. He reached out and pressed it into her palm as he said quite firmly,
don't let me down.
She knew what he meant.
Oh, okay, I'll go and see him. Just a visit, nothing else.
Unable to speak, he just smiled as his eyelids grew heavy and started to close. She felt both nervous and excited. Who was this man he wanted her to go and see? Within a minute, he was snoring away sound asleep. She got to her feet and very quietly dressed herself as best as she could with a torn open blouse. She looked back at her dirty fat old neighbor and, knowing how much he must have enjoyed the experience, had a little smile to herself. God, these old boys can teach the younger guys a thing or two, she thought to herself. Feeling completely satisfied, she took this as her time to leave and let herself out through the back door. She ran around the back to avoid being seen, holding her blouse closed with her hand as she went. She was in for a busy week. Oh well, what is a girl to do?
Chapter 05.
Back at home after her morning with Ted, Mandy put the piece of paper he gave her on her dressing table, undressed, and took a much-needed shower. The 20-year-old still felt confused by her enjoyment of these encounters. She knew it was wrong, and as always after the event, she was a little disgusted and embarrassed by what she had done. She was okay, however, as long as it remained a secret. She couldn't stand the thought of anyone finding out. If they did, it would just be terrible. She would never be able to live down the humiliation. Her only consolation was the fact that she could tell herself that she was being blackmailed.
forced to do these things. Although deep down she knew the truth was not quite so straightforward. She had always been a bit of a tease, and seeing the state her mere presence got these old boys into was quite a turn on. She really couldn't help herself. She carried on with her shower and began thinking how this was all starting to get out of hand. She had to somehow get these videotapes from these old men. This could go on forever, and despite her reluctant enjoyment of it all, she knew she couldn't allow that to happen. So for now it would have to continue, but she would soon have to start thinking of a way of bringing it all to an end. As she stepped from the shower and dried herself, she took the folded piece of paper and opened it out to read. There was simply a name, an address on it, and nothing else. She knew the address to be a nursing home for the sick and elderly not too far away. She couldn't help but wonder who it was. Over the next hour or so, she kept returning to the piece of paper and looking at it, getting more and more intrigued, wondering what she should do, until eventually her curiosity got the better of her. She knew she had to go anyway, and so decided not to wait until tomorrow as Ted had instructed, but take some control herself and go today instead. After all, she could just go to see, and if she wasn't happy with anything, she could just leave and then deal with the consequences after. She dressed herself, and while pulling her blonde hair back into a ponytail, she admired herself in the mirror. She had chosen to wear a nice short red tartan wraparound skirt that fitted snug around her shapely ass. She had on her white knitted thigh-high stockings that always went well with it, showing the usual few inches of bare tan thigh between stocking top and skirt. On top, she wore a tight red lambswool sweater that clung to her body like a second skin, showing off the size and shape of her tits to perfection. Pleased with the way she looked, she set off to pay a visit to this stranger, confident that he would be pleasantly surprised, whoever he was. She arrived at the old folks' home and went in only to be greeted by a nurse. "Can I help you?" she asked. Yes, I'm looking for this man," she replied, handing the piece of paper over. The nurse looked at the piece of paper with a puzzled look on her face, then looked Mandy up and down. "You want to see Bernard?" "Yes, please, if you don't mind." "Are you a relative?" Yes, I am." "Well, you're the first relative I think we've ever seen. He usually just has his friend to visit, nobody else." Mandy realized the nurse was suspicious, and so tried to explain that he was a distant relative, and she had just tracked him down and would like to meet him.
"You know what he can be like, do you?"
"Like, what do you mean?"
"Well, let's just say he likes the ladies. The female nurses refuse to look after him. It's left to the male staff to do. I mean, he may be bedridden, but those hands of his are prone to wandering, if you know what I mean."
Mandy began to grow a little nervous. What had she let herself in for? She couldn't turn back now, it would look too suspicious.
"Oh, don't worry, I'll be fine. I just want to have a quick chat with him, that's all."
"Well, okay, if you're sure," the nurse replied as she looked up and down the lovely young girl before her. She looked so out of place.
"He's going to love you,"
she muttered under her breath before directing her to a room at the end of a long corridor.
"Just knock and let yourself in," said the nurse.
"Don't worry, he can't get out of bed." She noted the slightly worried look on Mandy's face.
"Go on, he doesn't bite. Just keep beyond the reach of those wandering hands, though, okay?"
"Oh, okay, yeah, don't worry, I'll be fine," she replied. As the nurse left, Mandy was stood wondering what was the other side of the door. She had the strong urge to turn and leave. She knew that would be the smart thing to do. But she had come this far, so she knew she had to go in. After all, Ted had told her to visit this man, so that was what she had to do. She gave a gentle tap on the door as she opened it slowly and went in. All there was inside was a couple of old chairs, a bedside table, a wardrobe, an old television set, and of course, a bed. She heard a cough that made her jump. It came from the direction of the bed. She thought at first it was empty, but as she approached it, she saw there was an old man in it, a very old man.
"Hello?"
she called out nervously.
"Who's that?"
came the response.
I'm a friend of Ted's. He asked me to come and visit you for a while. Is that okay?"
"A friend of Ted's?" he asked as he tried with great effort to pull himself up the bed a little to see who it was.
"What is it you want?"
"Oh, Ted asked if I would drop in to visit you. And as I was passing, I said I would, if that's okay?" Her nerves subsided as she saw how old and pathetic the man was. He was obviously very weak and certainly not the monster the nurse had led her to believe. Bernard was a friend of Ted's from a time when they worked together many, many years ago. They soon learned that they shared a common interest: women. An interest that often got them into trouble, as they would constantly harass the girls where they worked. Back in those days, sexual harassment of female staff was accepted more as part of the everyday life at work, but these two used to go too far. A quick pat on the bum was one thing, but cornering the junior secretaries in the stationery cupboard and trying to feel them up was a whole different matter. In the decades that have passed since that time, the two of them had remained good friends, and still to this day shared their common obsessive interest in the opposite sex. Bernard was much older than Ted, now in his 84th year and in poor health. It had been a few years since he had been able to leave his room. The only contact he had was Ted, and of course the male nurses that took care of him. Since the female staff refused to go into his room, the only women he ever saw were on TV, and so this visitor was a very pleasant surprise. He put his arm out and fumbled around on the bedside table for his glasses to get a good look at her.
"Come closer, come closer," he asked abruptly.
As Mandy stepped closer, her heart went out to him as she saw how white and drawn his face was. He had no hair on his head. All he had was a few patches of gray stubble around his chin and the usual old man's hair growing from inside his ears and nose. He seemed to breathe with some difficulty through his constantly open mouth, which didn't have a single tooth left in it. A truly pathetic, frail, sad old man, who was obviously reaching the end of his days. She saw him as no threat whatsoever, and so thankfully this was not going to be what she expected.
There was no way at his age and in his condition he was going to have any sexual interest in her. He was so obviously past all that. In fact, she just felt so sorry for the helpless-looking old man. How wrong could she be? Looks can be deceiving, and although Bernard was weak and helpless, he still had one part of his anatomy that worked as well as ever. In fact, if anything, his cock was overactive and his constant frustration was sometimes unbearable, hence the incidents with the female nurses. He sensed her naive innocence as he told her to fetch a chair from the corner to sit on. As she went to get it, he couldn't help but watch the sexy movement of her lovely cheeky young ass under that short skirt. She bent slightly to pick it up. As she did, he hoped he might get a glimpse of her panties. Bugger! He thought to himself as she straightened herself up before he could see anything. As she turned and walked back with the chair, she saw him watching her and gave him a kind smile, blissfully unaware of his thoughts. She had no idea that he was marveling at the size of her tits as they jiggled and bounced around. She sat herself down and crossed one leg over the other, giving him a great view along the length of her outer thigh all the way to where her ass met the seat. His face seemed to light up as his eyes drank in her beauty. This was the first female he had seen in a very long time, and what a gorgeous young thing she was. She had no idea that under his bed covers his frustrated old cock was hardening as they spoke. She introduced herself properly, and they made small talk about the weather and what was happening in the world for a while. As Bernard began to tell her a little about himself, he could see a kind look in her face and decided to play on her obvious sympathetic nature. He went on chatting for a few minutes until he got to the point where he was telling her how long he had been alone in that room and that the only time he would ever leave it would probably be in a wooden box. It was working as her heart was breaking with sadness for him. You poor old thing. She thought and just wanted to reach out and give him a huge hug. He told her how Ted was the only visitor he'd had for years and how nice it was to see someone new. This made her feel a little emotional and she reached out and placed her hand on the back of his where it lay at his side.
What about you?
He asked as he enjoyed the feel of her hand on his.
Tell me about yourself.
As she told him a little about her life, she thought how much happiness she was bringing to him as he seemed truly interested in what she had to say. The reality was rather different. His mind was interested, but not in what she was saying. She was just the sexiest thing he had seen since God knows when, and he wanted desperately to feel those beautiful big tits and find what secrets were hidden under that short skirt of hers. She was driving him crazy. He would have given everything he had, even his remaining time on this earth, just to have her for a few minutes. As they carried on talking, it soon became obvious to Mandy that he had no idea who she was. She could only presume that Ted hadn't told him she was coming. As the conversation began to dry up and the silent pauses became longer, the only noise that could be heard was the wheeze of Bernard's breath. So she thought maybe she should leave so he could get some rest.
I guess I had better be going then, said Mandy as the silence became more awkward.
Oh no.
No, please don't, not yet, please.
He pleaded as she got to her feet.
Oh,
she said as she looked at her watch.
Well, okay then, maybe I can stay a little while longer.
As she was on her feet, she took a slow walk over to the window, commenting on the fact that at least he had a fairly nice view.
Yes, it is,
he said, only the view he was referring to was the one of her rear end in that sexy little skirt. As she looked out, she rested her hands on the chest of drawers that stood in front of the window and leaned forward slightly. Old Bernard watched the back of her skirt rise with excitement as she leaned further and further forward.
You can see for miles,
she said as she admired the view.
Yes, yes, you can,
replied Bernard, desperately praying that she would lean further. She straightened herself back up, which was a great disappointment to the old man, but only for a moment. She folded her arms and then leaned across the chest again, only this time resting on her elbows, causing her ass to stick up in the air and her skirt to rise much higher, instantly giving him what he had been waiting for, a clear view of her white cotton panties stretched tightly across her beautiful ass cheeks. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. What an incredible sight. How he wished he was younger and fit enough to get out of his bed, go up behind her, grab her by the waist, and ram his cock straight up her tight young cunt. After a few moments, she stood up straight and came back across to him, arms still folded under her massive tits. She was still unaware of his thoughts. His cock was now rock hard and desperately in need of some attention.
Could you bring me another pillow?
He asked in a frail voice.
They're in the wardrobe.
Sure, she said as she went to the wardrobe and took one out.
Aye, if you could just slip it under my head, I'm getting a stiff neck, you see.
Forgetting what the nurse had said, she went and stood next to him with the pillow in her hand. Seeing him struggle to lift his head up, she put her free hand behind it to assist. As she did this, she tried to slip the pillow in behind him, which was not as easy as she thought. In fact, it was rather awkward to do. That's when she felt something. It was his hand behind her and resting on her waist for support. This wasn't a problem for her until she felt him move it down and onto her ass.
The dirty old sod,
she thought, unable to move without dropping his head and maybe hurting the frail old boy. She decided to put up with it as she struggled to get the extra pillow under his head. Her tits were bouncing right in front of his face as she wrestled the pillow into place. She looked down and saw him gawping at them with his toothless old mouth wide open. Just then he lowered his hand from her ass and down the back of her thigh. Her skin felt so smooth he truly couldn't help himself. She continued to wrestle the pillow into place when she felt his hand begin to move upwards and under the hem of her skirt. Just in time, she finally got the pillow in place and quickly stepped away out of his reach.
I'd prefer it if you kept your hands to yourself,
she snapped, feeling somewhat disappointed with him.
I think I had better go, don't you?
As she said that, she saw a great sadness come across his face, and his eyes appeared to well up with tears.
I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me, please forgive me, please.
The tears seemed genuine as they rolled down his cheeks from his sorrowful, pleading eyes.
It's just been so long since I've been in the company of someone so beautiful, I'm so sorry, I don't blame you if you want to go.
He had guessed her weakness to be her kind and sympathetic nature, and he was playing it for all he was worth. She saw how upset he was and realized that she couldn't be so cruel, she felt so desperately sorry for him.
Please don't cry, please, I'm not going anywhere, I'm sorry it was just a bit of a shock, it must be very hard for you, please don't upset yourself.
Thank you, he said as he began to calm down.
It's okay really,
she assured him.
Let's just forget it happened, okay.
Okay. She sat herself on the edge of the bed and patted the back of his bony old hand reassuringly. She noticed how his old fingers were bent out of shape and every vein in his hand was clear to see through his tissue-thin white skin. He sensed there was a chance that he could use her sympathy to his advantage and so started laying it on thick. He told her how ill he was and that he only had a short while to live, possibly just weeks. He went on to tell her how sad his life had been, and he was even thinking of ending it all now rather than wait for the inevitable. He knew he was getting somewhere when he noticed her eyes begin to water.
Don't say that,
she told him.
There must be something worth living for. Not for a bedridden old man like me there isn't,
he replied sadly.
There must be something.
No.
There's nothing, I can't see any point in going on sometimes. Please don't be sad, I don't like to see anyone sad,
she pleaded with him.
There must be something that would help to make you feel better.
He looked longingly into her eyes.
Well, there's always something, but when you're old like me it's never going to happen.
What is it? She asked him.
Please tell me.
I can't, he said as he brought his trembling old hand over his eyes, appearing ashamed and embarrassed.
Yes, you can, tell me, please.
I don't know, you'll probably be horrified, he told her.
Come on, just say it, I want to help.
Well, I can't remember what it feels like to touch a woman.
I don't have much time left, and I know I am never going to feel the soft tenderness of a woman's body again,
replied the crafty, scheming old boy. He saw her pause to think for a moment, and so he wiped a tear from his eye, just to really pull at her heartstrings.
I told you that you would be horrified,
he said to her through his wheezing breath. She felt so sorry for him, and if this was what she had to do to make an old man happy in his final days, then how could she be so selfish as to not grant his wish?
You can touch me, if you like.
Really? He asked as his face seemed to light up at the thought.
Of course,
she said as she shuffled along the bed a little closer to him. His open toothless mouth seemed to quiver, and his hands trembled as he raised them from the bed towards her, unable to believe what he had just heard her say.
Are you sure?
He asked as his eyes went straight down to her tits.
May I?
He asked politely as he held his hands up in front of them.
What?
She replied.
May I, you know, please?
His entire body seemed to tremble as he waited for her response.
What choice did she have?
Yes, of course. The expression on his pathetic old face was a picture as he placed his hands against them and slowly began to sink his crooked bony old fingers into them, amazed at how incredibly firm they felt. His eyes seemed to almost pop out of their sockets as he watched his hands feeling and squeezing this magnificent and beautiful pair of tits through the thin lamb's wool sweater. She found it all a little creepy and couldn't watch, turning her head to one side looking down at the floor. She knew it was the right thing to do, giving this man a little pleasure in his final days, and it wasn't going to hurt her or cost her anything, so why not? He was in heaven as he massaged her huge firm breasts, squeezing them harder and harder. He wanted more, and so he lowered his hands to her waist and began lifting her sweater upwards. As soon as she realized what he was doing, she took hold of his hands and said,
"No, I don't think that's a good idea."
Realizing he couldn't push his luck too far, he stopped, but instead simply slipped his hands under the front and onto her bare stomach. It was very toned and smooth, she obviously kept herself very fit. She took her hand away and looked back across at the floor, which to him was a sign that this was okay, and so his hands crawled ever so gently upwards. Soon his fingertips felt the fine lace detail of the underside of her bra, and so, still receiving no objections, his hands wandered higher until he had both lace-covered tits firmly in his grasp.
"Ooh, thank you," he whispered. "Thank you so much, this is just what I needed."
Suddenly she snapped back to the reality of what was happening and realized he was getting too excited. She took his arms and pulled his hands out from under her sweater.
"I think we had better stop now," she said quite firmly.
However, he had other ideas, and with her still sat on the edge of the bed, he rested his hands on top of her thighs and began sliding them up under her skirt.
"Now you're getting too carried away,"
she said as she got to her feet and stepped back beyond his reach.
"Look what you've done to me,"
he said in reply as he lifted the bed covers and threw them over to one side, exposing his huge erection thrusting up through the opening in his old pajama trousers. Mandy looked down and was stunned at what she saw. She didn't think he had it in him to get it up, but there it was, and it was huge, incredibly huge.
"Please touch it for me, please,"
he begged. Not knowing what to do, she said,
I think I'll go to the coffee machine I saw as I came in and leave you to sort yourself out. I'll be back shortly."
With that, she turned and quickly left the room, clearly embarrassed. Now she was out of the room, Bernard reached for the phone beside the bed and called Ted to find out who she was and what this was all about. Meanwhile, down the hall, Mandy got herself a coffee and took a few minutes to compose herself. She knew she had been naive and foolish. After all, inside that weak and frail exterior, he was still a man, just like the rest of them.
The one thing she couldn't stop thinking of, however, was the size of his cock. It was by far the biggest she had ever seen. It was truly awesome. It had to be almost a foot long and thicker than her forearm. "Put these thoughts out of your mind," she told herself as she finished up her coffee and headed back to his room. When she got back, she saw he had a sinister smile on his face as he turned his head on the pillow towards her.
"Look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you away," he said, taking short wheezing breaths. "It's just that in all the years I've been stuck in this bed, I never dreamt that I would ever see a woman again, let alone one like you.
I do understand and I want to help you, but you must behave," she told him. He lifted his weak hand off the bed and beckoned her closer. As she approached, she saw his covers were still off and his cock was still standing rigid. It didn't seem to fit with his feeble old body. It was just so huge she found it hard not to look. She never knew they could be that big.
"See, could you cover yourself?"
she asked as she stood at the side of the bed.
"Well, I would, but I have a problem, as you can see," he told her.
"And Ted tells me that you're just the person that can help me out." She pulled her gaze away from his monster cock and looked straight at him, shocked by what he had just said.
"What?
I've just got off the phone to him, and he says I'm just to tell you what I want and you'll do it. Is that right?" She thought for a moment, horrified at the prospect of being at the mercy of this disgusting bedridden old man. He was far different to the other two, much older for a start, and the idea that she may have to have sex with him was surely too much to ask. But what could she do? She couldn't risk making things worse for herself by not doing as she was told. The only consolation was that he was so old and weak that he wouldn't be able to force himself on her.
"Why, yes, that's right," she said reluctantly.
"So if I asked you to show me those gorgeous fucking tits, you would?" Without saying a word, she took hold of the bottom of her sweater, paused a moment, and then pulled it off over her head. In an instant, he was looking at her tits securely held in her lacy white bra.
"Take it off,"
he said, almost in a trance. She reached behind herself, unhooked it, and slipped it down her arms and dropped it on the floor.
"Fucking hell,"
he said in a loud whisper, amazed at how such huge tits seemed to defy gravity.
"What an incredible fucking tits."
After a nervous pause, she decided to get it over with and stepped up to the edge of the bed, placed a hand on the mattress to his far side and the other on the headboard for support. With her tits now just above his face, she lowered herself towards him. He watched excitedly as they came closer and closer until her nipples were brushing his mouth. Without hesitation, he grabbed them in his hands, opened his mouth wide, and started sucking and chewing hard on them. His moans and groans showed his obvious excitement. She reluctantly began to feel that all-too-familiar pleasure that she couldn't avoid as his toothless old mouth chewed on her swelling nipples and his creepy old hands mauled and groped at her flesh. Having no teeth meant there was no pain as he chewed harder and harder. In fact, it felt strange, nicer, more enjoyable.
"My cock, please touch my cock,"
he pleaded, his voice muffled by the mass of tit meat in his face. She looked down at his smelly, throbbing, gigantic cock patterned by the blue veins that went up and down its length. Lifting her hand from his side and still supporting herself on the headboard, she reached down and tried to wrap her fingers around it, but it was too thick. To her surprise, as soon as she touched it and started to run her hand along its length, he let out a groan. Spunk instantly flew from its tip. She held onto it and began pumping it for him, causing ropes of the filthy stuff to fly everywhere over and over again. She was amazed. She had never seen anyone come so quickly. He must have been so desperate. As the torrent subsided, she looked back at him, somewhat relieved to see he was still alive.
"Am I needed that?"
he whispered. Thinking that must be it, she let go of his cock and tried to straighten herself up, only to find he still had a firm grip on her tits and wasn't about to release them.
"As I said, I needed that. Now I can really enjoy myself," he said in a sinister tone.
He took her hand and placed it back on his still hard cock.
"That's it, be a good girl,"
he told her. As her hand roamed over it, she couldn't believe in his condition he would be able to continue. She had come to realize that she had this effect on men, but this old boy could barely lift his head off the pillow, and yet his cock was still hard and wanting more. Her mind started to wander. As she carried on playing with his cock, she still couldn't get over its size. It was incredibly impressive, all gnarled with deep ridges all along it. She tried not to but couldn't help but wonder what it would feel like buried in her pussy, if indeed it would fit. As she stood by the bed leaning across him with her tits in his face and his cock in her hand, she felt his crooked bony old hand go up the front of her skirt and grab at her pussy. She seemed unable to stop what was happening as he began rubbing her cunt through her damp panties.
"Ooh, lovely,"
he groaned.
"What a lovely wet cunt, oh, your panties are soaked."
"No, no, please don't," she protested, looking down at him as he continued sucking and chewing hard on her tits while talking to her.
"Oh yes, yes, I think you mean please do,"
he said to her, and on the word, do, he thrust his bony frail old fingers past the edge of her panties and straight up into her juicy wet cunt.
"Oh yes,"
he moaned as he felt around deep inside her lovely wet tunnel.
"Oh, I'm going to be ready to come again in a minute,"
he said.
"And this time we don't want to waste it, do we?"
She couldn't speak as she wrestled with the mixture of feelings going around inside her head. That giant cock looked so good, and the feel of his gums chewing hard on her nipples together with his fingers up her cunt was turning her on so much. But then look at him, he's so old and disgusting, what should she do? He pulled his fingers out and began to tug her panties downwards.
"Come on, come on, take them off,"
he begged in desperation. Without a moment's thought, she unhooked the wrap-around skirt and threw it to the floor, quickly followed by her panties. He was stunned by her naked beauty. Was this incredible-looking girl really going to let him have his way? He didn't have to wait long to find out as she climbed onto the bed and straddled his ailing old body. His cock was so big that she knew she had to go carefully.
With her eyes closed, not wanting to have to look at him, she took the base in her hand and pointed it up in line with her cunt. Steadily she lowered herself until the head was starting to part her lips. It was by far the largest thing she had ever felt penetrate her. Bernard's excitement was beyond anything he had ever experienced as he felt her lovely juicy cunt squeeze itself over the tip of his desperate cock. He watched as she lowered herself 2 inches and raised herself 1, then lowered 2 inches and raised 1, carefully allowing her cunt to stretch around his monstrous tool. He just prayed that his old ticker would see him through to the end. Eventually she was all the way down. "Oh God, that's amazing," she couldn't help saying. Still with her eyes closed and lost in fantasy, she starting to rotate her hips round and round. The walls of her cunt were stretched to the limit as his cock pushed its way into her far deeper than anything she had ever known before. He knew he couldn't last long. Her cunt was so tight and wet as it constricted his cock. She was so young and beautiful and had the sexiest body he had ever seen in all his life. He needed to come, and soon. She was driving him crazy and things only got harder when she started playing with her tits, squashing them together with her hands, lifting them in turn to her mouth and sucking on her nipples. He knew his massive cock was having the desired effect. Suddenly she fell forward, her hands landing either side of his head, her blonde ponytail falling over her shoulder. She squashed her tits against his face and began rubbing them into him. This was the moment he had been waiting for as he locked his arms tightly around her waist and started ramming his cock in and out of her, the adrenaline pumping through his body giving him more energy than he had felt for years. She wailed and screamed as his monster cock pounded and pumped into her tight cunt. He slipped his hands down and grabbed her lovely meaty ass, sinking his fingers into the tight young flesh. With every upward thrust, her juices covered his cock more and more, unable to escape past the tightness of her cunt walls gripping his cock. Suddenly he could take no more and he let out a cry. "A-G-H, A-G-H!" His spunk exploded into her. It kept on coming as he thrust into her over and over as hard as he could. The feeling of what seemed like gallons of hot spunk being pumped into her by such a monster of a cock sent her over the edge into the biggest, most intense orgasm she had ever experienced.
Yes, yes, yes! Fucking hell, yes, A-R-R!
As he kept pumping her full of his spunk, her orgasm just continued on and on.
Yes. Oh yes. Christ, what a fucking cock.
As she writhed and squirmed on top of him, he was loving it, feeling and groping different parts of her body. He even managed to lock his toothless old mouth onto hers and forced his dirty, smelly old tongue in, twisting it around hers. She allowed him to lick and slobber in her mouth and even thrust her tongue back into his. He was in heaven as the final drops of spunk empty from his tired old balls. After a few moments, she pulled her mouth away and sat herself upright.
Oh, fucking hell, that was good,
she said quietly. He just smiled as he admired her firm, beautifully developed young body as she sat there on his 84-year-old cock. Soon her orgasms had subsided and she had to hold herself still, unable to move for a few moments until her tender cunt had calmed down. After a minute or two, she lifted her shaking body off of his magnificent tool. As it came out, it was as if someone had pulled out a cork. What seemed like gallons of fluid gushed from her cunt all over the bed. Unable to support herself, she collapsed face down on the bed alongside him. After a few minutes, she raised herself off the bed only to find him sound asleep with a smile on his face. Quietly she climbed off the bed and got herself dressed.
I can't go on like this,
she thought to herself, trying not to think of how much she had just enjoyed the orgasm of a lifetime.
I have to take control of this situation. It can't continue.
Once dressed, she looked down at Bernard to check he was still breathing. He was, but as she checked she couldn't help but marvel at the size of his now limp cock as it lay across his stomach. As she crept quietly out of the room, she knew she still had her appointment with George on Friday. She had to somehow get her hands on them tapes, but how? This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.